very old minhag is recorded that we blow shofar starting from Chodesh Elul. It's not a din d'oraisa, it's not a din d'rabbanan, but it's a minhag that's recorded already in the Pirkei de Rav Lezer. It was a Tana. So it's pretty old. And then the Shulchan Aruch, they record that the minhag is that on Erev Rosh Hashanah we don't blow shofar, and two reasons are given. One of the two reasons is really based on a Gemara. We have to observe the dinim derabbanan, we have to observe all the menhagim as well. But you're not supposed to lump them all together. You have to keep in mind that one is a din deraisa, one is a din derabbanan, and one is a minhag. So we insist on making a hafsaka. Even between important things, you have to be ma'abdel ben kodesh le ben kodesh hakadoshim. Let's say if Yonta falls out on a Matzoi Shabbos, so we recite Havdalah. When Shabbos falls out on Matzoi Yontif, we don't recite Havdalah, because you're going up in level of Kedusha. But when Yontif falls out on Matzoi Shabbos, then you're going down in the Kedusha, so you recite Havdalah. But you can't say Hamavda Mikodesh Lachol, because Yontif is also Kodesh, and we say Hamavda Mikodesh Lachodesh. So the Avodram, which is a Sefer, the Avodram with several other Sfarim were composed in order to demonstrate, in order to give the Marmakai Mishri each phrase in the Siddur, to show that every Lashon in the Siddur is based on Tanakh. That's the premise of all this form. So the Avodram shows that there's a Mokar HaChumash for this. It says you have to have a Parochas, V'Bdil HaParochas Lachem Bin HaKodesh V'Bin Kodesh HaKadosh. You have to have a Parochas to be Mavdil, to make a separation between the Hechal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They both have Kedusha, but the Kodesh HaKadoshim has a slightly higher level of Kedusha than the Heichal. That's why there are certain avodas that can only be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, cannot be done in the Heichal. So here also, the Nusach HaBrocha is, Baruch HaTor Hashem HaMavda Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, both Kodesh, Shabbos is Kodesh and Yantav is Kodesh, but you still have to make a Havdolah between the two. There are a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah. Some mitzvahs are more important than the others, so we have to... It's important to know the hierarchy of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are clearly more important than the others. You don't. You should want to do all the mitzvahs with the same fervor, but if there's going to be a conflict, you have to have your head on straight, and you have to screwed on straight. You have to know which is more important. So the Maisa, the Gemara has such a concept to be mavdil, bein rishus, the bein mitzvah. And here, even though the Vilna Gaon refers you, and the Bir Agron Shulchan Aruch refers you to the Gemara, on the second daf in Arbei Pesachim, the Gemara is discussing what's the din if a person is eating late on Friday afternoon, and then Kiddush Olah Bayom, then Shkiyah occurs. So what should he do? So there are different opinions in the Gemara. So we pass in Paris Mapa Mekadosh. He should cover over all the food, and he should recite Kiddush. Why does he have to recite Kiddush? Why can't he say Kiddush later? So the Rashbam writes on that Gemara, and the Vilna Gaon refers to that Rashbam. The idea of Paris Ma'afa Mekadosh and all the other opinions there also, everything is based on the idea there's an inyan to be mavdel bein achilus de rishus and achilus de choy. The food that you eat on Shabbos is a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. The food that you eat on Erev Shabbos is not a mitzvah. You're hungry, so you eat. So you have to make a havdolah bein rishus and bein mitzvah. So here too, although the ki shofar, the whole Chodesh Elul, is a minhag, but the gabi ki is on Rosh Hashanah, first day of Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah in HaTorah. So you want to have a Havdolah, Bein Tkiyus, the Rishus, the Minig, the Bein Tkiyus, the Mitzvah, so we don't blow Shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Brachas that on Rosh Hashanah, in Aseres Meitshuva, we change the Nusach HaBracha of two of the Brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei. Instead of saying Hakel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh, the whole Aseres Meitshuva. Instead of saying Melech Ahitz Takom Mishpat, or Baruch Atah Hashem Ahitz Takom Mishpat, but apparently with the old Nusach, so we say HaMelech HaMishpat. This is to emphasize the theme of Malchius. The theme of Malchius is not only on Rosh Hashanah that we say Malchius, the Chanes and Shofars, but it's on Yom Kippur as well, Baharai, that in Nusach HaBrach, you say, at the end of the Brach on the Kedushas HaYom, in the Shemoneh Esrei, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Kadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippur, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Melech HaKol Yisrael Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippur. You mentioned Malchius in the theme of, in the Hasimus HaBrocha, obviously that's one of the major themes of the Kedushas HaYom, on Yom Kippurim, and the Gemara assumes that this is the theme that permeates throughout Haseres and Metshuvos. And that's why we emphasize the theme of Malchus by changing these two brachas. The Maharil records that in Germany they used to change the nusach of the last bracha in the Shemana Esrei also. Instead of saying Hamaraches Hamitzol Bashalom, they used to say Oseh HaShalom. So it's known that Vilna Goyen and after him Chaim Alojin and his Talmud were very unhappy about this, they were upset about this, and they felt that it's not proper. Minik Svard is that they don't change. If you have a Chassidish and Machzor, they don't change the Nusach. And in Aseres Mishum, they say, HaMavarach is HaMisol Vashol. And in Germany, the Maharil writes that that was the Minik. So the Vilna Goyen thought that it's more correct than Minik Svard, that you shouldn't change. There was such an old Nusach that all year long, when they would say Shemon Esri, they would say Oseh HaShalom. They would never say HaMavarach is HaMisol Vashol. But according to our Nusach, that all year long we say HaMavarach is HaMisol Vashol. So it doesn't say in the Gemara you should change the Nusach. It says you change the Nusach of those two brachas, of HaMelech HaKodesh and HaMelech HaMishpat, to emphasize the theme of Malchus, but not Oseh HaShalom. This doesn't appear in the Gemara. So on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. The first night of Rosh Hashanah, people are not yet attuned to davening, the Rosh Hashanah bigger davening yet. So more people will make a mistake on the first night than in the rest of the Teres Mitzvah. And they'll say, Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh. So the Chaye Yodam, who was first a businessman and then later in life he was appointed as a dayan in Vilna, Chaye Yodam every so often quotes Hayroes from another dayan in Vilna, Rababala Pasvela. Pasvel apparently is like a suburb of Vilna, never there. Something like Queens, a borough park or something like that. So he was the dayan in Pasvel, so he's known as Rababala Pasvela. Now in Eretz Yisrael, around 20 years ago, they took some Tisra Yad and they took all the Sfarim. They put together all the things that we have from this Rababala Pasvela. They had a big fat sefer. It's called Nasad Rababala. Big chunk of Rababala. Okay. So he quotes a famous Hayroah on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. I think Vachon Yerushalayim put it on. They gathered together all the places where they quote. The Chayyad, the Machach Nusadim, every 100 pages, he quotes every 75 pages, he quotes a Hayroah from this time. So he quotes a Hayroah that, just like the Gemara says in Masechas Brochas, that if you forgot Yalav Yovai on the night time of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei, because Ein Mikatchin is HaChodesh Balaylo, Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by Yom. So even though when by Yom you're going to make it into Rosh Chodesh, it's going to become Rosh Chodesh Mila Mafreya, the whole day will become Rosh Chodesh. V'haraya, then on Rosh Hashanah, when the Bez declares it as Rosh Chodesh and Mela becomes Rosh Hashanah, it turns out Igloi Milsal Mafreya, there was an Issa Melocha starting from last night on. Everybody said Kiddush last night because they all know V'yodua that the Bez is going to be Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh tomorrow morning. Bright and early in the morning, it's going to become Rosh Hashanah Lamafreya. But nonetheless, since it's going to become Rosh Hashanah L'mafreya, I mean, the whole day is treated as one unit. So the Bez in a minute before the Shkia declares today as Rosh Chodesh, as Rosh Hashanah, so the whole day is one unit. You can't do anything L'mafreya. How can you rewrite history L'mafreya? The answer is not L'mafreya. You treat the whole day as one unit. So when Bez declares it as Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, we made the Rosh Hashanah a minute before the Shkia, means that this whole unit of time is one unit, and the whole unit just became Rosh Hashanah. So we were supposed to have been observing last night also as Rosh Hashanah. So even though it's going to become Rosh Chodesh L'mafreya, but nonetheless, the Gemara does say, whatever the explanation in the Gemara is, see, that's not fair to say, whatever the explanation, maybe the explanation only applies there, so that's what the Dayan said. Whatever the explanation in the Gemara is, but bottom line, what does it say? That since they didn't make it Rosh Chodesh yet, they're not going to make Rosh Chodesh till tomorrow morning, it's going to become Rosh Chodesh L'mafreya. So therefore, if you forgot Yalav Yavoi, B'yom HaShachadosh, you don't have to daven over again. So the same is certainly true regarding Hakel HaKadosh. And the Chayyadim quotes this. So that's the question. What's the explanation? What do you mean? Whatever the Hezber is in the Gemara, what do you mean? What is the Hezber? You have to figure out what's the Hezber. Just because they didn't make it Rosh Chodesh yet, they're just going to make it Rosh Chodesh, but it's going to become Rosh Chodesh L'mafreya. So what kind of an explanation is that? Why don't you? So maybe if you'll break your head and you'll understand the Gemara, maybe you'll understand why it only applies to Yalav Yavoi and it doesn't apply to Hakel HaKadosh. That's where Rabbi Soloveitchik broke his head. And he gave a whole yahrzeit, the drasha, every year on his father's yahrzeit, on Gimel Shvat, he used to give a major shiur It was open to the public. All the shiurim were open to the public, but they didn't come. But on the other side, a couple of thousand people came. So on one occasion, he gave a shiur to explain what's the reason, what's the pshat in the Gemara, and he explained why he should not apply to Hakel HaKosha. That's why there are many who disagree with this Rabbah Balapasra. They hold that if you forgot the Hakel HaMelechak, if you got to say HaMelech HaKadosh the first night, you would have to daven over again. The Beis Halevi, and his Chuvus also talks about this, Hayroah from Rabbah Balapasvel. He points out that the Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas quote such an opinion from the Rishonim, but they say it a little differently. They say, if the person forgot to daven Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, HaMel Rosh Hashanah, and he daven Tfilas Chol, everything is daven Tfilas Chol. So it's insane to catch him as a chodesh balayla, so you yoytze b'di'evet, you yoytze. But the Beis HaLevi says, if you do like Rabbah Balapasvela says, you're davening tfilas yanta, if you only say gimel rishon is gimel acharon is one bracha in the middle. You're not saying all the 13 brachas in the middle. And you're saying the bracha, the one bracha in the middle, melech ha'korot, nekadosh yisrael v'yamazikaron, you're saying the Rosh Hashanah b'ka davening. And then you made the mistake and you said, akel ha'korot, instead of ha'melech ha'korot. So it's a tie to the Sashim in any day, so for sure you're not Yotze. That's the tie of the Beis HaLevi. But if you want to say like Rabbah Balapasvela, then you got to say like the Rabbeinu Yonah quoted the Shita. If you daven Tfilas Chol, Beleil Rosh Hashanah. But if you daven Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, and by mistake you said, Nakel HaKadosh, then Limonam Shafi not Yotze. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that we don't accept the Rabbeinu Yonah either. We neither accept the Rabbeinu Yonah, nor do we accept the Rabbah Balapasvela's Kiddush. The Pashto should be that if a person forgot Hakel HaKadosh, instead of saying HaMelech HaKadosh, said Hakel HaKadosh, Pashto says that he has to daven over even Balayla. Shaila Lachal HaMaisa, you say Sofik Brachas Lachal, Sofkal Sof, the famous Moira HaRoch, just because of our salvation, Kaddish Tikkul Torah. So Shaila Hadi Paskan HaLachal HaMaisa. On Rosh Hashanah, The Gemara should have been in Rosh Hashanah. It's not. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem on the days has a discussion. Do you say Shehechiyonu when you recite Kiddush on Leil Rosh Hashanah? The Bnei HaYeshiva didn't know what they do last year. They went to public school last year. They didn't. What their father do? What their grandfather do? The Gemara says like this on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. Everybody knows you say Shehechiyonu at the end of the Kiddush. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Gemara is not sure. So the Gemara says, what did they do last year? The answer is, of course they said Shehechiyonah last year. So the Gemara says, it's Loi Gara from a Pri Chodosh. The Gemara says, if you walk in the street and you see that the merchants in the fruit and vegetable store are selling fresh fruits or fresh vegetables, it indicates that the new season has just arrived. By us, all year long they sell apples, and all year long they sell oranges, and all year long they sell grapes. They just get it from a different part of the world. So by us, it's a highly questionable whether you ever say Shehechiyonu on a Pri Chodosh. So you see apples, it doesn't... I don't know when the apple season is, because you see apples winter and summer. Years ago, when you saw apples, oh, you knew that whatever season it was. Or you see watermelons only grow in that season, and the cherries only grow in that season, each fruit grows in a different season. So when you see that fruit, so you realize that you have survived another year, you've lived through another season. And you say the bracha, Shehechiyonu, the kimono, the higiyonu, lazman hazeh, a bracha over the haglos hazman. So the Gemara says the Shehechiyonu that's recited has nothing to do with whether you enjoy that fruit or vegetable or not. Let's say spinach and you can't stand it or whatever, some kind of a fruit or vegetable, you're allergic to it, doesn't matter. It's not over the excitement of eating the potatoes. When you see that it's the potato season, so you realize that you have survived another season, another year. So you say, Shehechiyonu over the Hagos Hazman, not over the excitement of eating the pre. The Gemara says, not fruits and not vegetables, whether you like the fruits and vegetables or not. So the Gemara says, that bracha, Shehechiyonu over a pre chadosh, that's only reshus. That's optional, that's not a choiva. That's why the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch quotes that if the Hilchas. So we have a similar about brachas pratiyos. When you see a tamachachim, when you see a friend, when you see lightning, when you hear thunder, miscellaneous brachas. So the Rambam quotes an opinion that all of these brachas are only rishus, and that's why some people are mezalzel and they don't say them. And then he says it's really not correct, because more correct is the Gemara only says rishus on shechionim on a pi chodesh. The Gemara never said that the thunder bracha and the lightning bracha and the ocean bracha and all these brachas, everything is a rishus. The Gemara just said on shechionim on pi chodesh. But the Rambam quotes there is such an opinion, so that's sort of a justification why so many people are mezalzel in these brachas. They assume it's only rishus, and they don't bother to say that in Luke, and if it's a rishus already, why shouldn't they say it? Why shouldn't they have the excitement of saying the bracha? Anyway, but the Gemara says it on Shechyonu on Pichodesh. The Gemara says Shechyonu is recited on Pesach Shavuos because that's obligatory. Shechyonu over Pichodesh, that's optional, that's rishus. Shechyonu, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, what they do last year, Rosh Hashanah, Abadli said Shechyonu. But the Gemara Sofik is it a rishus, and we have chosen to say it, like we say Shechyonu over the Pichodosh, and maybe we should assume that Shechyonu on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is a chayva to the same extent as Shechyonu on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos is a chayva. So that's the Gemara's Sofik. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, that Shechyonu on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is also a chayva. What exactly is the Nekudas HaSofik in the Gemara? It's very unclear. The Gemara doesn't give any hesber. Why should I not distinguish between Pesach Shavuos Sukkos on the one hand, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur on the other hand? So some of the Rishonim point out that there is a Machlokes HaTanoim in the Mishnah in Moikot. The din is when one is in the middle of Avelis, the Shiva or Shloshim, and then a Yontif comes, so the Yontif cancels the Shiva or cancels the Shloshim, whatever one is up to. Let's say somebody dies on Erev Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur cancels Shiva and Sukkot cancels Shloshim. Somebody dies on Erev Rosh Hashanah, they bury the person Erev Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah cancels Shiva, Yom Kippur cancels Shloshim. So the Mishnah records the Machlokes HaTanaim. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Is that taka true? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur cancel Avelos or not? Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, there is a Chiyuv Simcha. And Simcha and Avelos are contradictory. It's a Tarta Disasri. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. So that's why the Halacha says Shabbos does not cancel Avelos, but Yom Tov does. Why? Because on Shabbos, Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, Tosfos might cut it. Quotes Yerushalmi, there is no Chiyuv Simcha. But on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, there is a Chiyuv Simcha, so the Simcha cancels Avelos, so the two are contradictory, it's Tarta Disasri. So the Tanoim have a Machlokes, what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Halacha L'maaseh, how do we paskin? So we have a klal, the Gemara avoids taking a stand. The Gemara says, we have a klal, whenever it comes to Avelos, and there's a Machlokes, even if the Rabbi Mamachmir and the Yochid is the one who's Mekel, Halacha Zivra Mekel Ba'ogot. Any Sufik in Avelos, even if it's only a Sufik Kolderu, we always go the food. So we are Mekel. The Gemara doesn't take a stand on the issue. Is there a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or not? The Gemara says, what's the difference what the din is on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? But Halacha L'maaseh, as far as Avelos is concerned, Halacha G'dibra Mekel Ba'ovel, so we go the Kula. But the Shaila is that an absolute psak? That Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we assume that there is a Chiyuv Simcha? Or since there is such an opinion, so you have a right to go the Kula. So some of the Rishonim on Erev in Daf Mem and Beis understand that that's the Shaila that they asked in the Yeshiva. Whether the reciting of Shechyonu or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is only a Rishus, like Pi Chodosh, or it's obligatory, like on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Why is there room to distinguish between Pesach Shavuos Sukkos on the one hand, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur on the other hand? So these Rishonim spell it out. They think that Shechyonu probably is an expression of the Simchas Yontif. Shechyonu v'kimonu v'gionu l'azman hazeh, that's not a Shechyonu on the Hagos Hazman. Shechyonu on the Hagos Hazman, that's like the Shechyonu on the Pichodosh, so that's a Rishus. But the Shechyonu over the Simchas Yontif, that's Taka Achoivon. So these Rishonim learned this was the Gemara's Diyun, whether Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, do we paskin like the Tana that there is a Chiv Simcha or not? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, that it's a Achoivon. Shechyonu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a Achoivon, it's not a Rishus. The Gemara says that there is a machlokes satanoim in Erevin. That's the reason what's it doing in Erevin and Daf Mem Amud Beis, because there's an earlier Mishnah on Lamed Zayin, on Lamed Ches, when the Mishnah talks about 2 days, what's the din of 2 days Yantiv, what's the din of Yantiv Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days Yantiv Vishni, Yantiv Sheni Shal Golias, let's say a Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, do you treat the 2 days Yantiv like a Yoyma Arichta, or do you say it's a Sveka di Yoyma? You say Misafik, either the first day is Kodesh, the second day is Chol, or the second day is Chodesh and the first day is Chol. That's the way it should be. Why in the world should it be a Yoyma Arichta? So there's a Machlekes on there, beyond it, there's a Machlekes on Rosh Hashanah. So Aloha Lamaisa, we pask, and the Gemara in the first parak in Beitza says, we pask in Aloha, in all of these debates among the Tanaim, that on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, the Yom Tosheni, the Torah is fake in the Yom. It's a Miman of Shech, either one day is Kodesh, the other day is Chol, or the second day is Kodesh, and the first day is Chol. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah we pask that it's a Yom Arichto. Dusha Achas, the Gemara doesn't use the expression Yom Arichto, the Gemara says, Dusha Achas, it's one long Dusha Sayam. Rashi uses that expression. Yom Arichta. What does that mean, Yom Arichta? A day only has 24 hours. Okay. Dusha Achas, I understand. One Dusha Sayam that extends for both days. How does Rashi use such an expression, Yom Arichta? That's a strange lashon. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, he had an opinion. There's a machlekes of Rishonim about this and a machlekes Achrayim. So he thought that this was the correct Shita, like the Maharam Rutenberg, and he thought, this is the accepted opinion, that the Bein Hashmashos of Tchilos Shabbos is what's Mechayv in observance of Shabbos. And the Bein Hashmashos of Tchilos Yontif is Mechayv in observance of Yontif. It's not that every minute of Shabbos has Kedushas Hayom. The Bein Hashmashos, namely the Tchilos Hayom is Mechayv everyone to observe the whole Shabbos. That's why we're going to have Din in the Masech HaShabbos. Nigdis Katzoy, the Bein Hashmashos is Katzoy, the Kuli Yom. It means that the Bein Hashmashos, Tchilos Hayom of Shabbos, is Kaveh, all the dinim of the whole Shabbos. That's why whatever was Muktzah Bein Hashmashos will remain Muktzah the rest of the day. The Gemara has also a din in Erevin, Shabbos Hova, Hutra, Hutra. If at the beginning of Shabbos you were permitted to carry in a certain location because you had an Erevin Chatzeris, even if they ate up the Erevin Chatzeris, or even if the nature of the situation changed a little bit, the dinam anikva batchilas hayom. So it goes both lahakala and lahachmer. It's not just lahachmer. Migud is katzoy the bein hashmashis is katzoy the kol yom, and that's lahachmer. But you have it lahakal also. That all the dinam anikva batchilas hayom, because the chilas hayom is the mechayim. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's why Rashi used such an expression, yoyim arichto, because what separates between, let's say, today's Tuesday, tomorrow's Wednesday, so what separates between one day? All the days, a calendaric day goes by here and by here. You say Hayom Haloch Achar Alayla. The day begins with Laila, and then it continues tomorrow in the daytime. So, what distinguishes, what separates between Tuesday and Wednesday? The Bein Hashmashos, the evening time between Tuesday and Wednesday, is what separates. So, Rashi says that when the Gemara says that it's a Kedusha Achas, Rashi uses the terminology. It's a Yom Arichta. What do you mean a Yom Arichta? He says as if there were no Bein Hashmashos. There's nothing to separate between the Tuesday and Wednesday. Let's say Rosh Hashanah would fall out. Rosh Hashanah falls out this year, what, on Thursday and Friday? So Thursday and Friday, in between Thursday and Friday, there is a Bein Hashmashos, so Thursday evening. Astronomically, scientifically, there is a Bein Hashmashos. So Rashi says, but halachically, there's no Bein Hashmashos. Because the Mechayev to observe Tushas Hayayim, all the dinim of Malocha on the second day, was the Bein Hashmashos of the first day. That's why it's called Kedusha Achas. Kedusha Achas means that it's one long Kedusha that extends for 48 hours. So since the Bein Hashmashos of the second day is not the Mechayev, that's not the Yoiser, so that's why Rashi coined the term Yoim Arichto. Somehow Rashi's expression had mazel, had hatzlacha. So everybody calls it Yoim Arichto. People don't use the Gemara's Lashon anymore, Kedusha Achas. Everybody calls it Yoim Arichto. That comes from Rashi. Okay. So there is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, regarding this din of Kedusha Achas, Yom Arichto, that Rosh Hashanah, both days Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Achas, Yom Arichto. Is this only the Hachmir, or is it even the Hokel? The Hachmir goes as follows: if something was Muktzah on the first day, Yontif, so we say just because Muktzah, let's say, and the reason why it was Muktzah disappears, by the end of the first day, Yontif, we really ought not to be Muktzah any longer. But we say, Fafal, Nigel is Katsoy the Bein Hashmashos, it's Katsoy the Kuliyam, so it remains Muktzah to the end of the whole first day. What about the second day? By the time the second day Yom Tov begins, there's no reason why this thing should be Muktzah. So if it will be Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golias on Pesach Shavuot Sukkis, Hashmini Atzeres, Hashmini Shal Pesach, somewhere over there, so we say that it's a Sveika de Yoyma. The Bein HaShemashim said the second day is the Oser for the second day. It's not the Bein HaShemashim said the first day is the Oser for the second day. So since by the time it comes the end of the first day, before the Bein HaShemashim said the second day, there's no reason in the world why this should still remain Muktzah. It's only Muktzah because the Migdash is Katsoy till the end of the first day. But the second day has its own Oser, its own Bein HaShemashim. And by the time the second day starts, there's no reason why it should be Muktzah. So just because something was Muktzah on the first day, it's not going to be Muktzah on the second day. No de bazeh, materis bazeh. But if it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, then we say whatever was Muktzah on the first day will remain Muktzah throughout the second day, because the Bein HaShemashim said the first day is the Osir even for the second day. So we say Migdash Katsoy, the Bein HaShemashim said the first day is Katsoy de Kuli Yomer, remains Muktzah till the end of the second day. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch, that's the din in the Gemara. So there is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivik, whether this concept of Yom HaRichtor, 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichtor, is this only Lahachmir? That's the original context that the Gemara has at Lahachmir. Whatever is Muktzah on the first day remains Muktzah throughout the second day, or does it even apply Lahokel, Lamainach Kamina Lahokel? So the din is, let's say, if you made an Erev Eichumen, I made an Erev Eichatzeris to carry. What do you mean to carry? I'm a Rosh Hashanah, you can carry anyway, any Yontif you can carry. So let's say he's going to carry Shalom L'Tzarech Klal. So if you have an Erev Eichatzeris, then most of the Rishonim say, if you have an Erev Eichatzeris, it works not only on Shabbos, it works on Yom Tov as well. One day in the Rishonim is that Erev Eichatzeris was never instituted for Yom Tov, because whatever you need, you're allowed to carry. You don't need an Erev Eichatzeris. What are you going to make an Erev Eichatzeris in order to carry Shalom L'Tzarech Klal? So the Chachamim should cater to you, to your whims. I'm shooting it. What do you have to carry Shalom L'Tzarech Klal? You want to leave all the junk in your pockets. You have all the. You blew your nose, you have all the tissues, and you have. What do you need it for? Empty out your pockets and don't carry. Why should we make an Erev Eichatzeris for you? On Shabbos, you don't want to make life impossible. See, it's hard enough that you're not allowed to carry. So whenever it's possible to make an Erev Eichatzeris, we allow you to make an Erev Eichatzeris and carry whatever you need. But on Yom Tov, whatever you need, you're allowed to carry. Just like you're allowed to do malacha letzarcha chanevish, you're allowed to do the malacha v'chitzol letzarcha yom tzaz. So whatever is letzarcha yom tzaz, you're allowed to carry. You don't need an Erev Eichatzeris. Elamai, you want to have an Erev Eichatzeris to carry shalom letzarcha klal. So some hold that they never made a takana for yom. Okay. That's a kedai to be machmer for such an opinion. But basically, that's not the generally accepted opinion. You hold malacha that the Erev Eichatzeris is good for yom tov also. To carry shalom letzarcha klal. So let's say if you made your Erev Eichumen to allow you to go chutz l'tchumen, you made an Erev Eichatzeris, and the food was eaten up on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So your Erev Eichatzeris and the Erev Eichumen is still good till the end of the day. Shabbos hol b'hutra hutra, since the beginning of the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos at Yom Tov, you had a heter, so the heter extends till the end of the whole day. Shaila is whether the heter extends till the end of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You really say that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichter, Bein LaHokol, Bein LaHachmir, that the only Bein HaShemashis that counts is the first Bein HaShemashis? Or do you say, no, this itself, we tansaf Beit HaChasen is LaHachmir. We go LaChumre, if that's going to be a Chumre, we say that the Bein HaShemashis of the first day serves as an Oser for both days. And then we say LaChumre also that the Bein HaShemashis of the second day is an Oser for the second day. Maybe you always have to go LaChumre in both directions. So you look in Hilchas Erevin, that sounds like, it looks like it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivin. If you made an Erev, Erev Chatzeres, Erev Eichumen, an Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it's good, it functions till the end of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Afo Fisha Nechal, even though the Erev was eaten up, well, the Hutra Hutra, the Hetter goes till the end of the first day, does it also go till the end of the second day? So that sounds like it's a machlokes. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Bama Madlikin, really there's a problem. Why do you say a bracha on any Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius when you have the Seder on the second night of Pesach? Why do you say a bracha on Achilas Matzah, Achilas Maror, and Kiddush and everything? Should be the worst it could be is a Sefer D'Yoma. But don't we have a klal that suffer brachas lahokia? You really shouldn't say a bracha if it's only Sefer D'Yoma. The Gemara says, you're right, it's a special takana ke'echa de lo mezalzule bay. If the people are going to understand that it's only a sfeike, and we're going to tell them, don't say a bracha because we're not sure. Rabbi, you're not sure if I have to keep this din. Even if you're sure, I'm sure I don't have to. But if you're not sure, if you're sure, I don't have to. So the Rabban didn't want the Balabatim to know that it's only a sfeike de yayma. Maybe yeah, maybe no. It's going to cause a big zilzal. Everybody's going to be mizal. They'll do away with the whole Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. The Maisa, we have that. The Gemara says that you sit in Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, you don't say a bracha. So many people stopped sitting in Sukkah. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's how it started. Because you have a mitzvah that you don't say a bracha on. So that's a dead giveaway, that Ashracha mitzvah. That's a fake. You don't have to do this mitzvah. So that's why many stopped sitting in Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. That's what he suggested. Not everybody agrees to that statement. Others say that they didn't have that line in the Gemara. Many Rishonim didn't have that line in the Gemara. The Baal HaLachas Gedolus has that line. Hilchas and Mesi Asvin and Bruch Elohim Rachina. Others had the gear so that you don't sit in Sukkah at all. And that's where the Yizim and Hogan came from. That's the question. Anyway, but so the Gemara says, and Rama Medlikin, really, you really shouldn't have said any brachas, alachilas matzah, alachilas mar and kiddush, ayantav sheni. We should have really applied the rule of safek brachas lahakal. But the reason why we don't is keichet alon lezal zulide. So that's why we insist on saying a bracha. So the same is true, let's say, shehechiyonu. You said shehechiyonu on the first night of Pesach, on the first night of Shavuos, or the first night of Sukkot. Then we go and we say shehechiyonu again on the second day. Why do you say shehechiyonu? Because maybe yesterday was Chol, maybe today's Chodesh. Maybe the Shachyana we said yesterday wasn't good. We made a mistake. We said Shachyana. Yesterday Shachyana may have been a brachal about Tolem. We didn't yet recite Shachyana all the Yantar. So the Gemara says, let it be a Safik brachas lahakel. So the answer is, you're right. It should have really been Safik brachas lahakel. But Kehech Dolol Zalzuli Bey, so we insist you got to say Shachyana on the second day. So here the Shaila is, what about the 2 days Rosh Hashanah? If you say that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are Yom Arichta, Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahachmir, means that really yesterday, from the perspective of the second day Rosh Hashanah, yesterday was also Rosh Hashanah. Yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. Today is Rosh Hashanah. It's not that there's a possibility, maybe only today is Rosh Hashanah, yesterday was not. No. Yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, today is Rosh Hashanah. Then we just observed Rosh Hashanah yesterday. We said Shachyanu, fine. So why should you say again Shachyanu? Fine, today is Rosh Hashanah Derabbanan. But you don't say Shachyanu every Shabbos. Shabbos comes once a week. So that's not enough of an excitement. You have to have a mitzvah, bo mizman mizman. So Rosh Hashanah comes once a year. Pesach comes once a year. Sukkot comes once a year. Shavuos comes once a year. If I just observed Rosh Hashanah yesterday, so there's no great excitement. If I just blew Shofar yesterday, why should I say Shachyanu again on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, on the Tkir Shofar? There isn't so much excitement. The reason why the others argue you say Shachyanu on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, is because we think that maybe it is a Sveik of the Yema. We say Lechumre Kedusha Achas, but we say also Lechumre Shtei Kedushas. Maybe yesterday was Chol, and maybe only the second day is Kodesh. And from the perspective, from that possibility, that maybe the second day is Kodesh and the first day is Chol, so the Tkiyah Shofar that we did yesterday was a mistake. It was really Erev Rosh Hashanah yesterday. And today's the first time in a whole year that we're being Yoytzeh the Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. We blew Shofar the whole Chodesh El, but that was only as a meaning. That wasn't as the Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. It's a different thing. So we're all excited on Rosh Hashanah to blow Shofar to fulfill the Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So if the second day Rosh Hashanah is B'Torah Sabada, Yoyim Arichta, Bein Lohakol, Bein Lohachmer, so then it does not make sense to say Shachyonu on the second day. But Vados, we experienced Shachyanu, we experienced Rosh Hashanah yesterday. We fulfilled Shofar yesterday. There isn't even any suffix. So one should not say Shachyanu on the second day. But if you say that the Kedusha Achas and the Yom Arichka of the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is only Lahachmer, not Lahokel, so then you have to consider the both possibilities. Maybe it's Yom Arichka, maybe it's not. Maybe only the second day is Kodesh. The first day is called. It's only a maybe a maybe no, and the Safik Brachas is normally Lahakal, yeah. But Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus is the exception to the rule. That's what it says in the Gemara by Ma'amar Madlikin. That even though normally we should have declared the Safik Brachas Lahakal, but on Yom Tov Sheni we insist on saying the Brachas Kehech Belol Zalzulibin. So this is a Machloikus Rishani, whether you say Shachyanu on the second day Rosh Hashanah when you say Kiddush, and whether you say Shachyanu on the second day Rosh Hashanah when you blow Shofar. So the Lechari, this is the issue involved, whether the principle of Yom Arichto, true we assume Yom Arichto, is it only Lahachmer, or is it Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahachmer? The Maharil insists, the Maharil writes that it's only lahachmer, not lahokil. And he says that it's not right, that some people think that just like you're allowed to cook on Leil Yontif, for Yontif, so people think you're allowed to cook on the first day of Rosh Hashanah for the second day. Because Yom HaRichta, the reason why you're not allowed to cook on the first day of Pesach for the second day of Pesach is because the first day is Kodesh and the second day is Chol. But at Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom HaRichta, so you're allowed to cook on the first day of Rosh Hashanah for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So he says it's wrong. You only say Yom HaRichta LaHachmer. You don't say Yom HaRichta LaHachil. That's how he presents it. The Rosh quotes this whole argument, the end of Masechus Rosh Hashanah. Rosh quotes the Rambam, the Raivid, the Machlekes by the Tchumen, by the Erev Tchumen and the Erev Chatzeres. When you say Yom HaRichta only Lahachmer, or Ben Lahach, or Ben Lahachmer. So the Maharam Rutenberg, who was the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos, belonged to, he carried over some of the practices of the Hasidic Ashkenaz. Until the days of the Hasidic Ashkenaz, the Democrats always voted Democrat, and the Republicans always voted Republican, party line. The Ashkenazim always followed the Piskei Chachmi Ashkenaz, and the Sfaradim followed the Piskei Chachmi Sfarad, and that's all. They ignored them, and they ignored them. Like Karav Zelzer. Then the Hasidic Ashkenaz introduced a new theme into Pesach Halacha, you should be choshish for all the opinions. Just like the Gemara says, Rabbi Abo was an Amora who lived in the city Kesari. So Rabbi Abo made a takana asking Rabbi Abo b'kisri on Lamedalad Amid Aleph. Rabbi Abo made a takana that there were different opinions in different communities how they blew shofar. Some people blew shvarim, some people blew truah, some people blew shvarim truah. So he made a takana, you should blow all the possibilities to the Yotze Yidei Kol Hashitas. And that's Medrash Rabban Koheles, where the pasuk says, Yireshamayim Yotze Yidei Shneim. Some kind of a phrase like that. Yireshamayim Yotze Yidei Shneim. So the Medrash Rabban says, Zeh Rabbi Abo b'Kisri. So the Mefarshim have different shotim there. So many other Mefarshim on the Medrash Rabban say that that's what it's referring to. Rabbi Abo made a takana to be Yotze all the logical possibilities, to blow shvarim and to blow chuah and to blow shvarim chuah. All the logical possibilities. So this was a theme that was introduced. In Mishneh Berurah, you have it came out on every page. Mishneh Berurah says that because there's a machlekes, therefore you should do like this to satisfy all the opinions. You should stand on your left hand, on your pinky, and be yotze all the shittas. And others have more chumras. Rav Moshe Shtenbach picks up chumras on top of chumras. You try to satisfy all the different opinions. Do it such a way. So this was introduced, this theme was introduced by the Hasidic Ashkenaz. So we have from the Maharam Rutenberg several of his suggestions made it into Shulchan Aruch. So this is one of them. And on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, in the morning of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, when the Baal Tekeh blows shofar, and it's a debate, it's a dispute whether he's supposed to say Shachyanu or not, so bottom line, we passing, you do say Shachyanu. Right? We passing the Halacha, you do say. But Liesa says, it's Kedai to have either a Pri Chodosh or a Beged Chodosh. So for sure he's supposed to say Shachyanu. So you the second night, so you're covered with the Beged Chodesh of the Pri Chodesh. So the Maharil lived in Germany. Maharam Rutenberg lived in Germany. Rutenberg is in Germany. He died in Germany. Lived in Germany, died in Germany. So the Minhagim of the Maharam were observed in Germany. So the Maharil records that some people in the middle of the Kiddush on the second night of Rosh Hashanah used to switch the cup of wine. They would say Kiddush over Yayin Yoshan. That was last year's wine. The wine was sitting a whole year, so it fermented, it turned into wine. And then they harvested grapes. Apparently that was a grape season. The grape season was around Rosh Hashanah time. I don't know. In different countries, I imagine, a different season. So they harvested the grapes and they made grape juice. That was Yayin Chodesh. So that was grape juice. That wasn't yet wine. It didn't have time to ferment. So that required a Shechyanu on the wine that came from the new grapes. That required a Shechyanu, pre-Chodosh. You can either say the Shechyanu on the grapes, or you can say the Shechyanu on the wine, one or the other. So this was the practice they had. They had a cup of Yayin Yoshan, wine, and they said Baruch Yagof, and they said Kiddush. And then they put it down, and they took the cup, the other cup, with the Yayin Chodosh, and they said Shechyanu. So the Maharil thinks that that's not right. You shouldn't switch horses in its street. He should finish off, he says, leave the Yayin Chodesh on the table. You don't have to hold it in your hand. Salah, you have to hold the thing in your hand when you say the Shechyanah on the Pri Chodesh. The Gemara says you're walking in the street, you don't even have money to pay for this fruit or vegetable. You can't eat it. You're allergic to it. And still, you say Shachianu when you see the Pi Chodesh. A Beged Chodesh, you only say Shachianu if you bought it. A kind of Beged Chodesh. But the Pi Chodesh, you say Shachianu over the Hagos Hazman. Whether you like it or not. So he says it's good, it's sufficient if it's on the table. He says, if you want to hold it. So he says, so hold the Kiddush cup in your right hand. And when you're up to the Shachianu, so pick up the second cup in your left hand. The cup with the grape juice. And on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, and then say the Shachianu. He doesn't think that it's right to put down the first cup and then pick up the second cup. Why is it not right? Because Mikra Adin we pass in, you do say Shechionu on the second day Rosh Hashanah. So it belongs at the end of the Kiddush. You have the fermented wine, last year's wine, so finish off your Kiddush and say the Shechionu. But on Einfall, it's interesting that some had a practice, this is the days of the late Rishonim, early Achronim, they had a practice to switch in the middle. And to hold the cup of grape juice for the Shachyanu at the end on the second night Rosh Hashanah. And the Maril says if you want to do something along those lines, so hold it in the left hand. But leave the cup of Kiddush wine, the Yayin Yoshan, leave that in the right hand. The Mishnah tells us that the Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be fulfilled al Seder HaBrochas. Why didn't they? Oh, I left that out. The Maharil explains why. If you have a choice of either, you have two kinds of wines. You have last year's wine fermented wine, you have the fresh one. So Yain Yoshin is preferable. It's more becomeable. Mistama L'simchas Yantav, you're going to have a drink of Yain Yoshin in the middle of the meal. Yain Chodesh is not Misameach. Grape juice is not, you're not Yotzin. Maybe grape juice is good for Kiddush and Abdullah, but it's not good for Simchas Yantav. So in the middle of the meal, you're going to have some Yayin Yoshon anyway. So then he says, he quotes a Yerushalmi, that if you started off the meal with Yayin Chodesh, then you bring Yayin Yoshon in the middle of the meal, then you have Shina Yayin Sarach Levar. You have to say, Atoy Va Meitid.
Even though it's not alcohol yet. The new wine is only grapefruit.
The new wine is only, so let's say he would say Kiddush, on the Yayin Chodesh, on the grape juice. But then in the middle of the meal, yeah, he's going to have some Yayin Yoshon for Simchas Yontif. So then he's going to have to say, Atoy Vameitid. But he knows that he has Yayin Yoshon. So that's not right to arrange it in such a way, to rig it in such a way. So he says, since you have an option of either saying Kiddush over Yayin Yoshon, Yayin Chodosh, so the correct practice is to choose to say the Kiddush over the Yayin Yoshon. And then the Yayin Chodosh is for the sake of the Shechianu. Okay, so either leave it on the table in front of you on the second night, or maybe hold it in your left hand. But it's not right to switch hands to hold the Yayin Chodesh in the right hand. He thinks that that's not correct. Now we mentioned about Kiyas. The Mishnah says that the Kiyas are supposed to be blown Al Seder HaBrochas. More points it out. You see from the Mishnah that he's supposed to blow the tkiyas in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, I'll say the Abrochas, but then the Gemara says that that's only the tzibur, the chevarir. But if a person is davening b'yichidus for some reason or another, he's in the hospital, home, whatever, he doesn't feel well, then even though he knows how to blow, even though he has a Baal Pekeh who will blow for him, even though there's no problem, it's easy to arrange, this din doesn't apply. The din of tkiyas, I'll say the Abrochas, doesn't apply. This is interesting. There is a machlokes harishonim regarding this halacha of tkiyas al seder habrochas. Rashi on the Gemara is beferish. Even Rashi Akumi sounds like that. The Rashi on the Gemara seems to be beferish that he holds that this is a din deraisa. Tkiyas al seder habrochas is a din min haTorah. How could it be a din min haTorah? Where's the pasuk? Where's the learned out from? The Gemara dashes from Sukkim and Bar Malchus, Rana Shofis, but where do you see a pasuk that connects? So the Ramban holds that the Ramban Chumash and Parsha Samor disagrees with Rashi. He thinks that Malchus Rechen Shev is only Midirabbanan. He says that the whole idea to mention Malchus Rechen Shev is only Midirabbanan. He quotes it to the Beferishi Gemara. Because the Gemara says if there are Shtei Ayoris, if there are two cities, in one city there's a Shofar, but they don't have a Machzor, and nobody knows how to daven Malchus Rechen Shev. The other city they have a Machzor, but they don't have a Shofar. So should you go to this city, should you go to that city? So the Gemara quotes that price, it's preferable to spend, you can't go to both. You have to make up your mind before Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara quotes that Raisa, it's preferable to spend Yontif in the city where they have the Shofar, because the Shofar is the Raisa, and the Malchus Chenoshev is only the Rabbanah. So the Gemara is Pshita. That's such an obvious thing, you don't even need a Raisa to tell you that did. So the Gemara says, Loit Tzricha, the Chiddush of the Raisa is that even though in one city there's a Vadai Machzer, you know for sure they have a Baal Tefillah and they don't have a Shofar. The other city, they don't have a machzer, and they may or may not have a shofar. He may be left with nothing. I have no telephone. Call up on the telephone, find out. Call up on the cell phone and find out better. Yeah. No telephone. So you're going to find out the last minute. So you're gambling over here. So you're going to go to the city we know, Bavadai, they don't have a machzer, they're not going to say machzer and shofar. There is a chance that they may or may not have a shofar. So you may lose out on everything. So the Gemara says that's the Chiddush, that it's preferable to gamble on the possibility of getting a deraisa, even though you may be left with nothing, rather than to choose to get the Vadai Malchus on the Shofar, where your Vadai will not have the Shofar. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Ramban says, don't you see from the Gemara Beferish that Malchus on the Shofar is only the Rabban and then Shofar is the deraisa? How can Rashi say all the time on the Gemara that Malchus on the Shofar is the deraisa? So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over, there is a Sefer Maseches Rosh Hashanah that's called Yom Trua by one of the early Achronim from the 1500s. Ibn Khabib, one of the Ibn Khabibs. It's one Sefer on Rosh Hashanah Yom Asukah. So on Rosh Hashanah, that section is called Yom Trua. On Yom Kippur, on Yom, it's called Tosefes Yom Kippur. And on Masechta Sukkah, it's called the Kapas Tmarim. So that's more famous. The Kapas Tmarim section is more famous. But on Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Teruah, he comes to explain Rashi's opinion. How can Rashi say against the Nafal Gemara? Rashi says it in Rosh Hashanah, on the Gemara. He says, the Gemara says, Beferish, that Malchus on Hashem is only the Rabban. So he answers that apparently Rashi is of the opinion, when you don't have a Shofar, and you're only going to say Malchus on Hashem, that's only the Rabban. But when Malchus Rosh Hashanah comes in conjunction with the Shofar, then it's Deraisa. Deraisa means you have a pasuk. Where is there a pasuk that the Gemara learns that from Sukkot and Rashi HaChumash quotes it in Parshas Emor, Parshas Amorbos. The Gemara learns that from Sukkot and Asmachta, the Ramban holds it on Asmachta, that you should recite Malchus Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Rashi apparently holds that it's a din Deraisa. But where did Rashi see in the Sukkot that it's only Deraisa when it comes in conjunction with the Shofar? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's from the pasuk that says Zichron Trua. Rosh Hashanah is described in the Chumash in different places with different expressions. At one place it's described as Yom Trua Yelachem, that's in Bamidbar chapter Chav Tes. And in Vayikra chapter Chav Gimel it's described Zichron Trua. So the Gemara Chav Tes on the base considers this a bit of a contradiction. Is it a Yom Trua? Is it a day on which we actually blow Shofar? Or is it only a Zichron Trua, a day on which we talk about Kiya Shofar? Zichron means Lahaskir. Zichron Trua means to talk about Kiyas, but you don't actually blow Shofar. So the Gemara says it's a problem, it seems to be a contradiction. So the Gemara's first suggestion is, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then you don't blow Shofar, then it's only a day you talk about Kiyas. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, then it's Yom Trua, then you actually blow Shofar. Then the Gemara of the Babli rejects this. Babli says it can't be. Because the non-blowing of Shofar from Hashanah Shacholis B'Shap is only a dim of the Rabban, how can it be a person of Chumash? So the Gemara gives the reason why we don't blow Shofar from Hashanah Shacholis B'Shap. Not based on the pasuk. So the Gemara never explains, so what does the pasuk mean? How do you resolve this contradiction between the two psukim? Whether Rosh Hashanah is a day on which you actually blow Shofar Yom Kippur on the other hand, or it's a day on which you talk about Kiyas Shofar Zichron Trua, the Gemara never answers. So some Achronim answer, no, the Pshat is the same. The pasuk is alluding to the Takana de Rabbanan that was introduced by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu introduced this Takana de Rabbanan. That's what some of the Achronim say. Moshe Rabbeinu introduced the Takana de Rabbanan. The pasuk is alluding to that. That when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, the Rebbe Shlom asked us to blow Shofar, but Moshe Rabbeinu told us, Yesh Kach Yachachomim, Lakadom and Atar B'Shevi Altasin, so we listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. He told us not to blow Shofar. This is a question, is this really the case? Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who introduced this Chashash Shema Yavarenu Dalan Amis B'Shus HaRabim. The Balatanya writes in one of his drushes that this takana, as we all know, was introduced in the end of the period of the Bais Sheni. And he explains why it was only introduced historically at that time. Why didn't he introduce the takana of the Bais Rishon earlier? So it gives a whole Kabbalistic explanation why, because there was no independent Medina in the Bais Sheni. He says that's why the Sultan has more of a shlita, whatever, a whole dissertation, Kabbalistic. But he says it's a Dova Pashut, the Balatanya assumes a Dova Pashut, that this takana not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos was not instituted in the earlier generations at the time of Matan Torah. It wasn't instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was instituted as Man Bais Sheni. So what's Takid of Shat in the Pasuk? How do you read Pshuto Shel Mikra? Zichron Truah. What does it mean? So Soloveitchik thought that that's where Rashi got his mocker from. Yom Truah is referring to the blowing of Shofar, and Zichron Truah is referring to the davening in conjunction with the blowing of the Shofar. Zichron Truah doesn't, in the Havamina, the Gemara thought Zichron Truah meant you talk about kiss. You talk about kiss instead of actually blowing shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. You talk about kiyas shofar. Then the Gemara backs out from that and says, "What are you talking about? That's not Minat Torah. Minat Torah, even when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you actually blow shofar." So the Rashi probably understood from this Gemara that zichron shofar means that you daven in conjunction with the shofar. That the shofar is also a form of tefillah. The shofar is for the purpose of enhancing the tefillah. So that's what the Sefer Yom Truah writes there. Rashi agrees with the Ramban. If you're only going to daven Malchus Reino Shofar, you're not going to blow Shofar at all, then the davening is only Midrabban. But when does Rashi insist? He keeps on repeating it. When does Rashi hold that the davening is deraisa? Kiyas al Seder HaBrachas is deraisa. When you have kiyas, so then the obligation to recite the bracha is that it should be one big, each one should enhance the other one, there should be one big tefillah, the tekiyas. But the brachas, the Rashi's opinion is that this is the raisa. So it's interesting, despite the fact that Rashi holds that this is the raisa, tekiyas al seder brachas, the Gemara says that it's only b'cheverir, only the tzibur. If you're davening the yechidus, you don't do it. That's the Pharish in the Gemara. You don't blow tekiyas al seder brachas. So apparently Rashi is of the opinion. Yeah, that's a Gemara Lamed Dalet on the base. The Gemara shows it from the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel on the base. Mishnah says, what if the fellow already davened Musaf and then he gets a shofar later on? He has to blow shofar later on. So the Gemara says, it sounds from the Mishnah, it's only b'di'evet. What will have to be supposed to blow al seder habracha? The Gemara says, yeah, that's correct. Kiyas al seder habracha. That's the din. If I'm to Rashi, that seems to be a din deraisa. The Gemara says, but it's only the chevirir, only the tzibur, not the yachid. So obviously Rashi, if you put two and two together, Rashi holds that tefillah b'tzibur is deraisa, at least on Rosh Hashanah. Tefillah b'tzibur is deraisa on Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban HaChumash translates the expression mikra kodesh to mean like that. That Shabbos and Yom Tov are all described as mikra kodesh. So the Ramban says that the word mikra means to gather together, to assemble. Ela kruei ho'edo. Kruei ho'edo means those who gather together. So mikra kodesh means a day of holy assemblage. Then on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we should all gather together, either to have Talmud Torah Barabim, to have Kriyas HaTorah, to have a Drosh HaSachacham, or to have Tefillah B'Tzibur. To have Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Beis Yosef quotes this Ramban HaChumash, in Parshas Emor. The Beis Yosef quotes this Ramban in Hilchos Pesach, and the Torah quotes the Dinim of Tfilas Yantiv, Tfilas Pesach. So the Beis Yosef quotes this from the Ramban, that he thinks that Tfilah B'tzibur is deraisa on Shabbos and Yantiv, and then the Beis Yosef thinks that the Mesadre HaTfilah must have agreed with the Ramban, and that's why they introduced the phrase, Itit Man Shamakenos Yom Chagamatzah, says that, Yom Chagashuas, whatever. Mikra Kodesh Zechel Itit Man. Why do you mention Mikra Kodesh? And he says the fact that we mention that phrase Mikra Kodesh implies that it has something to do with the davening. According to the Ramban, they understand, because Mikra Kodesh means that they have holy assemblage, that we should gather together to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's why we mentioned that in the Tefillah, that it's a day of Mikra Kodesh and we're supposed to daven together B'Tzibur. So Rashi apparently thinks like that, that on the level of their Raisa, the Tefillahs, the Tekiyahs, al Seder HaBrachas, are only required Minat. Are only required in our Torah, yeah. Period. Only required b'tzibur. B'yachid, you don't have kiyas al seder habrach. Even though the concept of kiyas al seder habrach, Rashi holds is deraisa. It's only deraisa b'tzibur. Rav Soloveitchik used to point out that Chazal Ish has this also in his sefer. Let's say a guy davens a long Shema Nesri, davens for Rebbe, misses Kedusha, whatever. But he's going to finish his tefillah Balach Hashem Musar by the time the Baltikir gets to the Tkiyas after Malkiyas. So the Chazal Ish writes, and Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, so you're not yet to the Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas. Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas is only if you heard the Chazan's Chazaros HaShatz from the beginning to the end. You don't have to hear all the piyutim that he says. The piyutim are just fluff, that's extra. But you have to hear the Nusachava of the whole Shema Nesri from the beginning to the end. The Gimel Rishon is it's not enough if you just hear Malchus HaNe Shofres. You're going to hear the Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas at the end of Malchus HaNe Shofres. That's not enough. You can't just say Malchus HaNe Shofres. You have to listen to the whole Chazaros HaShatz of the Chazan. So if a person wants to daven long, he should daven in a minyan, but they're all going to daven long. If you're going to daven in a minyan where the chazan is going to start chazaras hashatz early, then for the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, you won't be in fulfillment of this din min ha-Torah, possible din min ha-Torah of tkiyas al seder ha-brachas. The brachas of the chazan only relate to me if I listen to all the brachas from the beginning to the end. If I just jump on board by the time he starts malchias, or by the time he finishes malchias, so I don't have a whole Shmona Esri that's relating to me. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Lamed Beis on the days, that we blow shofar in Musaf. Hasheni Maskia. The Rishon is the one who davens Shachris, the Shlatz for Shachris is called the Rishon, and the Shatz for Musaf is called the Sheni. So it says, you blow shofar in the middle of Musa. The Gemara has a whole discussion. Why don't you blow shofar in the middle of Shacharis? What do you mean blow shofar in the middle of Shacharis? You have to have Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas. You only say Malchus HaNe Shofres in Musa. So what's the question? How can you possibly blow shofar in the middle of Shacharis? So the Baal HaMor has his opinion. Baal HaMor says it never says anywhere in the Gemara that you only say Malchus HaNe Shofres in Musa. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachas that the Chachamim who composed Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who composed the Nusach HaTfilah, they composed all the Tfilahs, found a source in Tanakh for a Tfilah that has 18 units, that has 19 units, that has 24 units, 7 units, 9 units. So that's why they knew they had the right to compose a Tfilah with 18 brachas, and 19 brachas, and 9 brachas, and with 7 brachas. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say a Tfilah of 7 brachas. And Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, we say a tefillah that has 9 units. First tefillah, last tefillah, the Malchus HaNe Shofres has 9 units. So the Gemara never said that this is only for Musa. The Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah. So the Baal HaMor says, this is for Ma'ariv, for Shacharis, for Musa, and for Mincha. The same Malchus HaNe Shofres, all the 4 tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. So that's why the Gemara had a... The Gemara says that originally, on the Shanim Kadmonias, they used to blow shofar in the middle of Shacharis, and they changed it at a certain point in history. They changed it, and they moved the tkiyas to Musaf. Yeah. It's a Rashi in the first parak in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Maharsho points out that Rashi. The Rashi there seems to say like Rabbi Mizrahi Alevi, the Baal HaMor. Sounds from Rashi very strange. We usually follow all of Rashi's Rashi and Tesis. Rashi sounds like he used to daven Malchus HaNe Shofres to Shacharis. Very unusual. That is not our practice. We only say Malchus HaNe Shofres to Musaf. So how can the Gemara have a half minute that what do you mean at one time in history originally in the Shanim Kadmonias before they changed it they always used to blow shofar and shachar? How can that be? So the answer is pashut. The way we assume you only have to say Malchus HaNe Shofres in one tefillah and that tefillah during which you plan to blow shofar. So Ma'ariv, we're not going to blow shofar. You're not yet to tkiyas balayla. You don't want to wait till Minche. Minche is at the end of the day. You're not allowed to eat before you blow shofar. So you have to toss up either Shacharis or Musaf. So if you want to blow shofar and Shacharis, so we'll say Malchus HaNe Shofres and Shacharis, and Musaf will be a regular Shemana Esri. You have 7 brachas like any normal Shabbos in Yom. If you move Kiyas Shofar to Musaf for some reason or another, then Musaf will be the lucky winner. Musaf will have 9 brachas, Malchus HaNe Shofres. Shacharis will be 7 brachas. All the tefillahs will be 7 brachas, except for that tefillah we want to blow shofar. That's the way we learn pshat. That's our practice, that we only recite Malchus HaNe Shofres and Musaf. So that's the accepted pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, there was always a conflict of considerations here. There was always a toss-up. the shul was half empty in Shachas. The days of the Holy Tanoim. The shul was half empty. The people came to shul like Musaf, it was crowded. So on the one hand, there's a consideration, you should blow shofar and shachar vizmar b'dim l'mitzvahs, blow at the first available opportunity. On the other hand, you have a conflicting consideration, b'roivam havers melech, it's nicer to blow shofar in Musaf, when it's all packed in the shul. So the Gemara says, whenever you have this conflict, the din says, the din dictates that you should choose vizmar b'dim l'mitzvahs over b'roivam havers melech, and you should really blow shofar and shachar. I was going to be with all the people that came late. So they'll hear shofar afterwards. They'll get about the kid. So when we'll blow in the morning, it'll be half empty. The shul will be half empty. When they're going to blow for them, also the shul will be half empty. So all of us will fulfill a mitzvah lacking b'roivam hadas melech. And the lazy bones that came late to Musaf, they'll miss these makdim la mitzvahs. They miss it. They're coming late. But at least those who came on time will be in fulfillment of this Rizma Gdimla Mitzvah. That's more important. This Rizma Gdimla Mitzvah, to do the mitzvah at an earlier time, takes precedence, that's what the Beferish of Gemara, takes precedence over the Klala B'Revom Hadrasna. That's the Gemara Laman based on this. So why do we talk? Why do they switch it to Musaf? Gemara says at one point in history, there was a Xeris HaMalchus. For some reason or another, there was some kind of a Xeris. So, well, what was the Xeris? So Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi that the Jews, Tkia Shofar used to be a call to battle. So the government thought that the Jews are rebelling, the Jews are making a revolution, they're revolting against the government. So they started shooting when they heard the Jews blowing shofar. So they started shooting in the shul. The Jews didn't know what hit them, and the goyim didn't know. The police didn't know what hit them. So then, when they explained to the police, they didn't believe it either. So then they daven the whole day, get daven shachris and avinu malkeinu and kriyas atayra. And then when they daven musa, they do shofar, so they convinced the goyim that that's part of our religion. It's not a call to battle, we're not revolting, we're not rebelling against the government. So that's why they changed it from shachris to musa, because of the gzeris hamal. So that's the shach, so why do we still do it bizman hazeh? That's what Tesis says. Alpha Pisha Butlak Zeris HaMalchus. We're concerned. Shema Yachsa Dabba L'Kukula. We're afraid that they're going to start up again. That's the Tesis. Allah is based on this. But really, more correct would have been like the original practice. Balamor has a very interesting comment over here. Balamor says he remembers as a child growing up that the Balabatim in the shul didn't have any Machzorim. So they didn't know how to say, how can you say Malchus Ben Shofar by heart? All those psukim and so much on Nusach HaTfilah, you only say twice a year. How many people remember it by heart? All the people who said it 60 years. So when they're 75 years old, so they remember it by heart. The younger people, how are you supposed to remember Malchus Ben Shofar by heart? So the Balamor says, nobody knew how to say by heart. That one Machzor said the Baltfila. Baltfila read from the Machzor. So he says, and the Balamor holds he's supposed to say Malchus Ben Shofar. All the four tefillahs, Ma'ariv, and Shacharis, and Musaf, and Mincha. So how they? So he says we didn't. We said only Hashmoneh Esrei. We have seven brachas. Let's say a person doesn't remember. A person has a machzor and a page is missing in the middle. He only has Malchus, Achronis, and half of Shacharis. So you can't say half a bracha. And the Gemara says Malchus and Shacharis are ma'akim. There's a Gemara quotes a brachas. So you don't say anything. So you don't say the whole Shmoneh Esrei. The Balamor. Let's say I have a siddur for Mincha today. I have a siddur. It's missing a page, and I don't have the whole Shmoneh Esrei. So the din is all the brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei. I'm a akum zezeh. If you don't know how to say one or two brachas, one bracha in the middle, so you don't daven, you leave out the whole Shmoneh Esrei. So the Balamor says, wait a minute. On Rosh Hashanah, his opinion is that you're supposed to say all the nine brachas four times a day. Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha. But there's another din, you should have really said seven brachas. The first three, the last three, everybody knows by heart. The middle bracha, you can compose your own. You can compose your own. You say the same as you say on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. Ramam Tanu calls you Kedosh Tanu Mesech and Kavtan Makan Alav Esech. I think Hashem Makenos Yom Hazikaron Hazeh Yom Kruam Yekukar Zeich and San Yalav Yover. Then you say yeah, Vahasiyenu or something. I'll touch it up a little bit. And they can, and then you say the Kaddish is 12 Yom Hazikaron. Sure, that they could figure out already. So he says that's what they did. The Tzibur said a tefillah with seven brachas.
I the Brach Sam Akfim says that he says, yeah, if you're davening at Tfilas Chol Mincha today on a Tuesday afternoon, and you don't know all the Shemana Esrei, all the 18 brachas, then you don't daven at all. If you're davening on Shacharis, you got to know how to say all the seven. But if you're davening on Rosh Hashanah, on the one hand and on the other hand, on the one hand you should really say all the 9 brachas. On the other hand, if you say 7 brachas, it's also good. That's also takon. First 3, the last 3, and a brach in the middle on the Kedusha Sayyid. So what they did was the whole Sibur said they would compose it as they went along. They made up Hashmona Esrei with the according to him, they're making something up, because they're not supposed to be Hashmona Esrei with 7 brachas on Rosh Hashanah. Every tefillah is supposed to have 9 brachas. So they composed the Shemana Esrei of 7 brachas, and the Chazan knew. So the Chazan and Shacharis and Musaf and Mincha said the Chazaras Hashem. He said the 9 brachas, and he was Moitzi everybody. He says later, as he grew older, then everybody had Matzorim. So then everybody said the Tesha brachas, Ma'ariv, Shacharis, Musaf and Mincha. But he says when he was growing up, they didn't have. Interesting. That Mishnah, Lamed Beis and the Beis, has 2 things. It says that Tkiyas Adon in Musaf, Hasheni Maskiyah V'lo HaRishon, U'Bishas HaHalel, the Mishnah says, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkis, and on Shemini Atzeres, when you say Halo, HaRishon Makriyas HaHalel, when you say Halo, the Baal Shachris says Halo, the Baal Musaf. The Mishnah says, the Baal Shachris says Halo. Why is reason Magdim HaLemitzvah, and there's no Zeres HaMalchus, so there's no reason to move it to left the Musaf. They say halal after shachris. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. The Gemara there comments on the Mishnah. Why does it say ubishas ha-halal? And on the other occasions in the year, sounds like on Rosh Hashanah you don't say halal. The Gemara says that's right. On Rosh Hashanah you take it, don't say halal. The Gemara quotes this comment. Omer malach ha-sharis lefnei ha-kodesh bocho. The angels asked ha-kodesh bocho, how come the Jewish people are not reciting halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim? The angels are still asking. 5,764 years, they still didn't figure out the answer. I don't know. They once asked, but they're asking all the time. It's a little unclear in the Gemara, which angels are asking. The Malachi Asharis asked the Rabban Shalom, they still ask. So the Rabban Shalom says, good for them. They're smart, they're doing the right thing. Omalahem. It doesn't make sense that the Jews should say, Israel Omim Shira. The Gemara says that it doesn't make sense that you should say Shira because it's Yimei Hadin. Because it's Yimei Hadin. It's interesting, the Maharil quotes a totally different reason. Totally different reason. How does it say in the Halal? Anybody have a Siddur? He says that since our Rosh Hashanah, our Kodesh Baruch Hu is judging us whether we're going to live or die, then the Halal we say we're alive. How does the Pasuk go? Halal, we say, we're living. So he says, but you're not so sure that you're going to live. Lo muski echya, right. Lo muski echya basapa masakha. That's in Halal? I think so. So he says, but who says, lo muski echya? You may yet die. So he asked Akasha, so why don't you leave that out? So how old did he look? So he says, no, the Gemara's reason is better. The Gemara gave a different reason. It basically came out the same reason. Basically came out the same reason. The Gemara gives the reason that on Yomim Noraim, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is Yimei HaDin, so it doesn't make sense. So when the Rambam quotes this din, that you don't recite how long, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he says that they're not Yimei Simcha Yisera. So you see from the Rambam 2 things. Firstly, you see the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there is a Chiv Simcha. That's the way the Rishonim interpreted the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, whether you say Shechyonu or not. The Gemara came to the conclusion, yeah, Shechyonu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not just the Rishus, like a Pichodesh, but it's rather a Chayva. You're obligated to recite Shechyonu. So the Rambam says it is Yimei Simcha, but it's not Yimei Simcha Yisera. And secondly, you see from the Rambam that Halel, the obligation to recite Halel, stems from Simcha Yisera. On a day on which there's a Chi of Simcha Yisera, then you're obligated to recite Halel. That's the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah points that out. That the Rambam thinks that Halal on Yom Tov is only in the Rabbanon. Tosfos in the Rambam, right? The famous Halal, Tosfos in Sukkah, right? That Halal on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. No pasuk in Chumash. And there are the halachas gedolah seems to think, and Rashi perhaps seems to imply that halal on Yom Tov is deraisa. So the Rambam says, how can it be deraisa? Where is there a pasuk that says you have to say halal? So the Ramban says it doesn't have to say that you have to say halal. It says v'samachta v'chagecha, and halal, reciting halal is one aspect of simchas Yom Tov, the simchas aguf, v'achilu shtiyah, and simcha ala v'basa v'yayin, and then the simchas hanefesh by reciting halal. So that you see from the Rambam also, that's, and the Ramban shows that that's the Pasha Pshat in the whole Sugi and Erechen and Daf Yud. The Gemara says, why don't you say Halal on Shabbos every week on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, it's not called a Moed. What does that mean, it's not called a Moed? So the Ramban says, a Moed means a day on which there's a Chiyuv Simcha. Yom Simchas Mardech Rosh HaShechem. The Moed means Yom Simchas together with Simcha. The Shabbos, there's no Chiyuv Simcha. That's the test is quoted from the Talmud Yerushalmi. In the third paragraph, Noi Kotten, that Shabbos doesn't cancel Avelis because there's no Chiyuv Simcha. Then the Gemara asks, in Erchem Daf Yud, so Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. Rosh Chodesh, there is a Chiyuv Simcha. So how come you don't say Halal? You only say Chatzi Halal, that's a minig. The Gemara asks, why aren't you obligated to say Halal Shalom? There is a Chiyuv Simcha. So the Gemara says, that's only in Migdush there's a Chiyuv Simcha. Chutz La Migdush, there's no Chiyuv Simcha. But the way the Ramban learns up that Gemara, the Ramban is saying, HaMitzvah, so the Gemara in Erchem is saying like that also. That the mechayiv to recite halal is the fact that there is a chiyuv simcha. So the Rambam says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there is a chiyuv simcha, but it's not the main simcha yisera. How do you define simcha, and how do you define simcha yisera? What exactly does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that simcha yisera means if there's a specific way to fulfill the simcha. He thought maybe on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur there is a chiyuv simcha, but there's no specific ofan of fulfilling the simcha. On Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, the Gemara says, "Ain simcha ala b'basav, ain simcha ala b'yayin." You have to have shalmei simcha. So just like there are guidelines, you have to have basar and yayin. So to all the end, there's a guideline that you have to recite halal. But on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, truly fasting that there is a chiyuv simcha, and that's why we recite Shachiyonu. We say that it's the avelus b'toras vaday, not just b'toras sofik, sofik avelus. But you can't say that there's a specific. There are no specific ways to fulfill the simcha. Just a vague chiyuv simcha. Maybe that's what he thought. Maybe that's the meaning of the expression simcha yisera. Simcha yisera means a damn wish there's a chiyuv simcha with a specific way to fulfill that mitzvah simcha.
A lot of fasting.
Oh, if you hold, you're allowed to fast. Zogiret, yeah. Some goyim held that it's permissible to fast on Rosh Hashanah, despite the fact that there's a chiyuv simcha, you're permitted to fast. It's a different kind of simcha. Even though we don't really accept that opinion, we hold you not a lot of fast, but still, you mechuyev to eat, but you don't have to have basar v'yayin.
Well, there is also the, I know it's minhag, all the different things that we say for gezer and this and that, all the beginning, and even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara per se, there's still.
That is mentioned in the Gemara.
That is mentioned. Gemara, it's not mentioned in the. It's not the Raita.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, these things are already single human place that this is a special Indian of
eating
this special
concept.
So, even if it's.
Yeah, there's a minhagim. See, that's what the Gemara points out, that the Mishnah says, Hasheni Maskiya, the Baal Musaf, has Kiyah Shoif in the middle of Hazar Sashas. The Shas Hahalel and Apesel Shvosim is not on Rosh Hashanah. On the day on which you say halal other than Rosh Hashanah, Harisha Makris Ahal. You recite the halal right after Shachris, but not after Mus. Exactly how do you blow the Tkiyas al Seda Habrochas? This din der Reise, you blow after Malchias and after Zechrinus and after Shaifris. So the Taisvis and the Rif both quote, we came before the Balei HaTesis. There's a long thesis, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, that has a long discussion of Kiyah Shofar. They cover a lot, all the topics of Kiyah Shofar. So thesis says it's they don't understand the practice that we have that was really the minig in the minig b'shtei yeshivas in Bavel in the days of the Goyim. Perhaps going back all the way to the days of the Gemara, days of the Tanaim maybe. That at the end of Malchias they would blow Kiyah Shvarim Trua Ki. Tashrat. At the end of Zechariah, they were blood Kiya Shvarim Kiya. And at the end of Shavuos, they were blood Kiya Teruah Tekiya.
So the Rif quotes this, and the Tosafot quotes it, and they all ask the kasha. It doesn't make any sense. Rabba Bo instituted the Kisri, that it's a Sfeiket Adina. What's the correct form of Trua? Whether the correct form of Trua is Shvarim, or the correct form of Trua is Trua, or the correct form is Shvarim Trua. So if you're not sure, you got to do all. So what we do is mamish contradictory. Sastirim in Ayyubay. For sure, you're not going to say anything. You blow Tashrat alone after Malchius. That was the old minyan. And you blow Tashat after Zechronis, and you blow Tarat after Shevus. So for sure you killed him. For sure you're not Yosef. What? You should have picked one of them and done it three times. You do each one once, so for sure you're not Yosef anything. That's the Pella. So the Rif quotes and Shuvas are going. Probably Rabbi Goin. He always, whenever he quotes a Goin, doesn't identify who it is. It's usually Rabbi Goin. So he quotes and Shuvas are going that you're right. It doesn't make any sense. But we have a practice that says in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah, we follow what the Gemara says on the last line on Tezayin Amud Aleph, going over to Tezayin Amud Beis in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah. We blow Tkiz the Miusha first, before Musaf, after Maftir, and then we blow Tkiz the Miuman in the middle of the Shemana Esra. So he says, basically, we're already Yotzei, all the Tkiz. With the Tkiz the Miusha. Everybody was Yotzi everything with the Tkiz the Miusha. So since we were Yotzi already, so it's impossible to fulfill the Takanas Chachamim or the Din Deraisa, whichever it is. The Blo Tkiz al Seder Abrachas. The Blo Tkiz al Seder Abrachas means to be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar in conjunction with the Mazon Shofar. But we were Yotzi already before. So we blew it. We killed it. It's not possible for us to fulfill this Takana de Rabon, the Mitzvah de Raisa. The Yotze Tkiyas, I'll say, we all had a mind to the Yotze before the Tfilah Balachash. So therefore, so what are we blowing after Malzach and the Shofar? To reminisce about the way the Tanoim used to, before, the Zman of Tanoim, they didn't have Tkiyas, the Miusha, they didn't have Tkiyas before they started this. They blew Tkiyas in the middle of Hazaras HaShatz. Oh, so at that time, they taked blue all the possibilities. Tashvat, tashat, tarat, after Malchus. Tashvat, tashat, tarat, after Zechronis. Tashvat, tashat, tarat, after Shevus. But once you have this new takana from that Zion, in the days of the later Amorim, that the blow Tkiyas before you start Musaf, so none of us are in fulfillment of Tkiyas al Seder Abrochus, whatever that's supposed to represent, either a Din Derais or a Din Derabana. So it's just the Zichron Dvarim V'Alma, just to reminisce about the Zechel HaMikdash, the way things used to be in the days of the Tanoim. So it's efficient if you blow a Shmek Tapik over here, you blow Tashrat over here, you blow Tashrat over there. Stop. Because it doesn't mean anything anyway. That's quite an interesting Heorah. That no one is in fulfillment. This later Takonis, that we should blow Tkiyas the Miyushav and Tkiyas the Miyumod, that was introduced by the later Amoraim on Tezayin Amud Aleph, kills the fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa, the mitzvah derabbanon of Tkiyas al Seder Abrachos, because you were Yotzei ready. Wow.
You don't have to push for the Chazanish?
Yeah. If that's true, according to the Goyin Shebarif. So Rosh Hashanah is not different from all year long. Yom Shailas, is that taka true? Is that taka the case? So the Netziv has an essay. The Netziv wrote as a teenager, he wrote a whole running commentary on the Shilpas. So in one place, he points out that the meaning by the Sfardim is that when they blow the Tkiyas the Miyushav, everybody sits. Only the Baal Takeh stands. And by many Sfardim, the whole Tziba sits. Why do they sit? Why do they have to stand? Why should they be matriarch themselves to stand? May as well sit. So he says, no, it's a kaveh that the dafke, everybody should dafke sit, to demonstrate that they have kavanah shel olah says. Because if you would have been yotzei tkiyas before Musaf, then you kill your tkiyas al Seder Abrachas. Then you're not yotzei tkiyas al Seder Abrachas.
So why do you blow?
So why do you blow tkiyas the Miyushav? So the Gemara says, kidei la'arbev is hasotan. Not to the Yotze. Today, the Balamar quotes, the Gaonim recommended we should the Yotze Tkiyas before Musaf, because we say so many piyutim, is going to take forever. And the Cholim is Kenim and the Noshim Ubaris are not going to live so long, they're not going to last so long till the end of the Tkiyas and the Shofars and the Shmanes, they're going to leave in the middle of the Chazaras Hashat. It takes still 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, later, whatever. So that's why the Gaonim recommended that everybody should have mind to be Yotzi before Musaf, just in case you have to leave early. But the Netziv claims that that was the intention behind this practice, to sit dafke for the Tkiyas and Yushim, to demonstrate that the whole tzibur has in mind not to be yotzei. So when are they yotzei? The yotzei that Tkiyas al Seder Abrachas. They're not yotzei anything. Oh, but how can they hear Abracha now? Yishma kol shofar they hear now with the Shachyanu. Then they don't begin to hear the Tkiyas that the yotzei with till an hour later. That's a long time later. What's with that? So Tosfos gives a mashal. Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim gives this as a mashal to explain another din. That the Rashbam and the Balei HaTosfos hold that by the Seder, when you say Amoitzi and Al Achilas Matzah in the beginning of the Suda, beginning of the meal, Leil HaSeder, everybody's supposed to have in mind not to be Yotzei with the Matzah. We have in mind to be Yotzei with the Afikonim. You're supposed to be Yotzei the Nitzvah Matzah at the end of the meal with the Afikonim. So why don't we say the Bracha Al Achilas Matzah at the end? Nicha, we understand why you say Amoitzi at the beginning of the meal. Like any meal, you say Amoitzi, and then you don't have to say a bracha, and all the other courses in the meal is Dvar Mabay Machnas HaSudit. So if you have Kavanah Shalom Lotzeis with the Matzah, so why don't you save your Birchas HaMitzvah till the end? So the Gemara says that's not Derech Eretz, that's not proper. Since, bottom line, he's eating a stomach full of Matzah, he's eating a lot of Matzah, that's not right. L'achashemile kreise heimenu, hei chayzim levorach olav, he fills his belly. The Gemara happens to be talking about Morah. Tosfos said the same thing about matzah. If he's eating matzah at the beginning of the meal, the exact same matzah that he's going to eat at the end of the meal for the afikomen, and then he's going to have in mind when he eats it as afikomen to be eats in the mitzvah of matzah. So he says he already stopped with so many kazeisim of matzah. Now he wakes up and he says al achilas matzah. The Gemara says no, you got to say al achilas matzah in the beginning, even though you have in mind not to be eats. So Tosfos says a mashal ma'adav adaimit the tkiyas. So we say the bracha before the tkiyas the miyushav. And you're not Yotzei till the Chazaras Hashatz. What do you mean you're not Yotzei? So that's what it sounds like Tosfos said. That's what the Netziv said. That's what Tosfos said. That everyone's supposed to have in mind not to be Yotzei. See, the Netziv claims that that's probably the practice of those Kehilas and Sfaras, Sfaradish and Kehilas, that they have everybody sitting except for the Baal Tekeh. Why doesn't the Baal Tekeh sit also? It's hard to blow shofar in a sitting position. I'm not about the kid. I'm just the stomach's hard. So he gives a different. He gives a halachic explanation. The Netziv gives a halachic explanation. He says apparently they were of the opinion that the mitzvahs ain't sviches kavana. There's a big machlokes harishani. If you hold mitzvahs ain't sviches kavana, what if I do a mitzvah? What if I'm doing a mitzvah and I have kavana shelo lotzis? Would everybody agree that you're not yotzei? Or would you say no? If you hold like that opinion, the mitzvah is ain't sviches kavana. The Gemara has a machlokes. Where the mitzvah is sviches kavana, mitzvah is ain't sviches kavana. The Gemara raises a possibility. Maybe mitzvah derives of sviches kavana. Maybe mitzvah derabanan ain't sviches kavana. So how do you pass an halacha? Maisa said there are three shittas, all the three possibilities. So the Radva, Magen Avraham quotes the Tshuva, so Radva's pasuk is like the compromise. Mitzvah is derives of sviches kavana. Mitzvah is derabanan ain't sviches kavana. The other Rishonim pasuk, no. Mitzvah Sviches Kavana. You always say Mitzvah Sviches Kavana. No, they say Mitzvah Ain't Sviches Kavana. So there in that Simon in Hilchus Kriya Shema, where they say Mitzvah Sviches Kavana, Ain't Sviches Kavana, the compromise Pesach. So the Beis Yosef quotes this Machlokes of Rishonim. That most of the Rishonim think, even if you hold Mitzvah Ain't Sviches Kavana, you yotz it without Kavana Lotzeis. But if you have Kavana Shelo Lotzeis, then for sure you're not yotz it. And it quotes, the Ra'or disagrees. The Beis Yosef quotes Rabbaran Alevi, the Ra'or disagrees, that even if you have Kavanah Shalom, it says he's also a Machlok Yisar Rishonim. Whether we pass the Mitzvah, Sichas Kavanah and Sichas Kavanah. You all think Sichas Kavanah, say Yotzi anyway. But that's what the Netziv says. By the Sfaradim, they have the Baal Tekeh stands and the Netziv sits. So he thinks that the Baal Tekeh stands because he's going to be Yotzi whether he likes it or not. Because he's mamish blowing shofar. And mitzvah ain't sviches kavana, even though it's a mitzvah derais, and even though this kavana shalolot says. So the Baal Tekeh is going to be yotzei whether he wants to or not. So he may as well stand and do it right. The tzibur is not yotze bal korcho. Shemeh Kohenah doesn't apply bal korcho. Even if you all mitzvah saying tzvichas kavana, you yotze without kavana, yotze even if you have kavana shalolo, that's if I did the mitzvah. But if someone else is saying kiddush for me, someone says kiddush and I say amen and I have in mind not to be yotze. So he says, you don't say Shemeh Kohenah bal korcho shalolo. He doesn't want to say he's not yotze. He claims that that's the understanding of the minig svarad, where they have such a practice. But the Baltikeya stands because he's going to be yotze whether he likes it or not, because he can't. Kavana shalolotzis isn't going to help. So that's why we tell him he may as well stand, because he's really supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of kiyashayf in a standing position. And the tzibur should sit to demonstrate that they have kavana shalolotzis. Why do they want to have kavanah shelo lotzis? Because they want to fulfill the takana de rabbanon, according to Rashi, the din deraisa, that kiyas halsei rabbanon, and kiyas halsei rabbanon means that not just you're blowing in the middle of Malka Rashi, no, you're yotzei the kiyas. If you were yotzei ready everything before you started Shemana Esrei, and you blow a second time, then you're not yotzei.
If you're all of them, and you blow all of them, you
should. Then you got a problem. So what kind of blowing is this? So what was the practice of the Gaonim for so many years? You blow Tashrat after Malchias, and Tashat after Zechrinus, and Tarat after Shofaris. It doesn't make any sense. What is it all about? So the Gaonim themselves explain what it's based on is that everybody was Yotzei everything in advance. And no one is being Yotzei Tkiyas Al Seir Abrahams. Yeah, but that makes us very sad to hear that. Taisus is not Taisus himself and does not think that that's correct. Taisus thinks that everybody's supposed to be having in mind not to be Yotze before, in order to be Yotze al Seir Abrocha. So how are you Yotze just by blowing Tashrat after Malchias, and Tashat after Zechrinus, and Tarat after Shofaris? So that's why Taisus Taka changed the minig. You say you shouldn't, by the Yekis, in Broyas, they still have the practice, the minig b'shtei yeshivas. They only blow Tashrat after Malchias. And Tashat after Zechrinus and Tarat after Shofaris. But all over the world they change the minig. They don't do like that. So the Rabbi Natan wanted to change, but he didn't want to change too radically. So he just changed a little bit, just to touch up a little bit. So he just said, Lo Tashrat after Malchias, Tashrat after Zechrinus and Tashrat after Shofaris, and you'll be Yotze everything there is to be Yotze. Ay, but the Gemara says, Rabbi Bo and Lamedal, that's the Taisus Lamedal of this. Abed Gemara says on Lamedalar and Manalaf Rabbo made a takon and kisri that you should blow all the possibilities. So we blow Tashrat three times, and we blow Tashat three times, and we blow Tarat three times. And the Gemara asks why, because it may be that Trua really means Shvarim Trua, maybe it means Shvarim, and maybe it means Trua. So the Gemara says, so why don't you just blow Tashrat three times? And whatever it's supposed to be, you have it. If it's supposed to be Shvarim Trua, so he did it three times. If it's supposed to be Shvarim three times, so he did Shvarim. Tashrat includes Shvarim. And if it's supposed to be Trua three times, so he did Trua three times, so you have everything three times. So what do you have to blow three times Tashrat, and three times Tarat, and three times Tashat? So the Gemara says, no, if you only blow Tashrat three times, it'll be a hefsek. If it's supposed to be only Shvarim, and you blew Shvarim Trua, so the Trua is going to be a hefsek. If it's supposed to be Trua, then the Shvarim is a hefsek. So therefore, Rabbi Bo had to make a takani blow three times Tashrat, three times Tarat, and three times Tashat. You see from the Gemara that there's an issue of hefsek. So how does Rabbi Natan say this solves all the world's problems? Just blow Tashrat once after Malchias, Tashrat once after Zechrinus, Tashrat once after Shofaris, and it covers all the bases. It doesn't cover. The Gemara says there's an issue of hefsek. So the Rabbi Natan holds, explains, Rabbi Natan holds that concern of hefsek that Rabbi Bo introduced, that's only a hashash lehatchila, that it's not right. But it doesn't pass over the ezet. If you have a hefsek kolacha that didn't belong, it doesn't pass over the ezet. So he's dealing with a situation. The minig b'shtei yeshivas was that they looked tashrat after Malchias, tashat after Zechrinus, tarat after Shofaris, and it doesn't make any sense. They weren't satisfied with the yishuv of the Goyen Shebarif, that you don't need the whole thing, it's all a pain in the neck, we really got everything before. They didn't think so. They thought that the Olam has in mind Kavanah Shalolah. It says, everybody really wants to be Yotzei the Tkiyas Al Seder Abrachas. To fulfill this din in the Mishnah, either the din deraisa, according to Rashi, or the din derabbanan, according to the Rabban, according to the other Rishon. So that's why he had to change the minig of the Shteishah, but he didn't want to change it too much, He just changed it that at least b'di'evad we should pull through. We should blow tashrat all three times. Lamai said that is not our practice. We don't do like the Rabbi and Tom. We follow the shalom zaitzim. I don't know why they had to wait till the shalom. The figure is that shalom was in the 1500s. Why couldn't somebody named Rabbi and Tom figure this one out? There must have been other communities where that said. So the common practice is, and most of the Machzorim it says, after Malchis it blow tashrat, tashat, tarat, all the three possibilities, after Zechariah it blow tashrat, tashat, tarat, and after Shofar it blow tashrat, tashat, tarat, because he's supposed to blow one set after Malchis, and one set after Zechariah, one set after, you don't know what the set is supposed to consist of, whether tashrat is correct, or tashat is correct, or tarat is correct. So you do one of each, so Mimonim Shalchi V'yot. The Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, quotes this whole hassle, and then he says, therefore, the Eitzah HaYutzah is, the correct practice should be, that after Malchus he should blow Tashrat three times, and after Zechronis he should blow Tashat three times, and after Shofis he should blow Tarat three times. What did he do that for? It's a deep dark secret, must be Alpi Kabbalah. No one knows Alpi Nigla. What did he do that for? Why do you need three times Tashrat after Zechronis? After Malchus and three times. What did he gain by having another two? The meaning of the yeshiva says he blow once. So he made the same kashas we had against the goyim three times as much. He made three times as difficult, but he didn't solve anything.
Well, I was wondering about the whole thing of whether or not you say you shall not have money. Maybe we should be saying, like, by people who wear Rashi and Rebbe Tom separately, and when they put on the Rashi, they say, if this is the right thing, then I'm being guilty now, and the boxes that I'm putting on later are just boxes, and when they put on the Rebbe Tom, say, if I'm supposed to be guilty now, then I'll be guilty with Rebbe Tom, and when I put on the Rashi, that didn't mean anything.
Okay.
So, would that help with that issue at all?
I don't think it's going to help over here. When you blow the tkiyas before Musaf, everybody agrees that you're yotze. If you're not davening tefillah b'tzibur, you're always going to blow shaloy al seder abrachas. Everybody agrees that you're yotze. It's not as fake as a dina. The din is you're supposed to blow al seder abrachas, and then the Gemara introduced an institution of tkiyas the miyushav. So that's the shaloy. Once you're going to blow tkiyas the miyushav before the Musaf, so then you're not yotze the tkiyas al seder abrachas. That's what the Gaonim said. That's correct. Once you blow Tkiyas the Miyushav, so you're not yet to the Din HaMishnah. Tkiyas al Seder Brachas. So Taisus didn't like that. So Taisus says, no, wrong. It's self-understood. Everybody has in mind in the Tkiyas the Miyushav that they don't want to be yet. Even if the Balabatim are not such Talmid HaChachamim and they don't know what you're supposed to have in mind, they have in mind that whatever the Chachamim want them to do, that's what they're doing. The Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, they quote from Vilna Gaon also like this. You can really be Yotze Kiddush and Shul. When you say Kiddush on Friday night and Shul, you can be Yotze Kiddush Min HaTorah, because the requirement for Kiddush B'mak Masud is only Mid Rabbanah. But still, Mid Rabbanah, they don't want you to be Yotze with Kiddush and Shul. They want you to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush B'mak Masudah. So when they say Kiddush and Shul, really everybody should have in mind not to be Yotze. So that they'll be able to fulfill the Takanas Chachamim by being Yotze, Kiddush Deraisa, B'makom Masudah. So everybody has this, everybody knows they have this in mind. When the Chazan says Kiddush on Friday night in Shul, everybody knows they're supposed to have in mind not to be Yotze. They don't know what they're supposed to have in mind. They all have in mind whatever the Halacha requires of them, that's what they want to do. So since the Halacha requires that they should not be Yotze, Kiddush, it should not be Yotze Kiddush and Shul, because it's not B'makom Masudah. So it's considered that what everybody wants to be Yotze, whatever they're supposed to be Yotze. So that's the same by the Tkiyas. Taisus says, you don't have to have explicitly in mind not to be Yotze in the Tkiyas, the Miyusha. You have in mind whatever the Halacha requires, and the Halacha requires that you're not supposed to be Yotze then. Unless you're from the Chodom Misket, unless you think you're going to have to leave early. Okay. So then you have in mind, I want to be Yotze. So you got a choice. If you want to daven this long Shemana Esrei, then you know that you're not going to fulfill the Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas. Then you got to have in mind to be Yotze with the Tkiyas before Musaf. gotta make up your mind in advance.
And then this expired if there's a shiur in your Kavachman Esrash. So would there not be a clash of the Rubinat of the Kavachman Esrash? Because you now have shiur all the rest of your life?
No, Tosis quotes from the Aruch. The Aruch had that practice that they blew kiyas in the Kwarishman Esek, Shiva Balachash, and they also blew kiyas in the Hazarat Hashan. No, and he understood that that's the pshat in the Mishnah, that you're supposed to blow the Hever ear. When you daven Tfilah B'Yochid, when you daven Michidah San Rasha, you don't blow in the middle of the Shman Esek. You don't even have, even if you have a Bat Kid, you don't have to blow in the middle. But when you daven the Tzibur, then the Aruch assumes that you're supposed to have the tkiyas both in the middle of the Tfilah B'Lachash as well as the Tfilah B'Kogrom. It's not enough only having one. You've got to have both. I mean, if you at least do a Yoytze, the tkiyas al Seir HaBrachas and the Tfilah B'Lachash, and then if you miss the tkiyas in the Chazaras HaShatz, it's not so bad. You've got a half of the din. Okay, the Yoytze half of the din. And most shuls, when they only blow in the Chazaras HaShatz, they'll get nothing. Won't be good to anything, at least over there. You have a hip. Okay.
I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I just that in what Rebbe just referred to, that if you miss the Tzkiyah parts of Zoros Shas, where they don't, in the shul, where they don't blow Balachash, like the Aura, that you'll get nothing. What happens if your circumstances are such, this happens to a lot of people, that you can't daven in the yeshiva's kind of place, you're visiting relatives or something, and you're at a shul where the balabatim daven much faster. So should you have in mind for the kavana for the tzkiyah before Musaf, have in mind for that biyotza there, so in case what inevitably usually happens, that they daven faster than you do for the Musaf,
mm-hmm.
then you miss the tzkiyah with Al Seder Abraham.
Yeah, you'll have to. You have to have in mind the biyotza with the noshim. Okay. No. The chayim is kenim and the noshim.
So that's
okay.
That.
You got no choice. The Ramban here in the Mohammeds comes to defend the minig b'shtei yeshivas, even though the Goyim defended it themselves, and they explained what it's all about. Apparently the Rishonim were not satisfied with that explanation, that everybody was yotzei already in the tkiyas, the miyusha, before Musaf, and the blowing in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz is only lezikr and dvorim b'yalma. It doesn't mean anything. Just matters that they're not happy with that. So the Tosfos explain why they're not happy, because everybody has a mind not to be yotzei when you hear the tkiyas the miyushav before, and everybody has a mind to be yotzei in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So you got to touch it up a little bit, not to blow tashrat after maltius and tashrat after zehem. That doesn't make any sense. You got to change the practice. So the Ramban always likes to defend the old minhagim or the old shittas harishonim hagon. So he says no. He says you don't have to touch anything up. And you don't have to have kavana shalolotzeis. He doesn't go with the Bali Atos and says you should have in mind to be yotzei the tkiyas before Musaf. But you still have tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas, and you still accomplish something. And it's good the way it is. Tashrat after Malchus and Tashrat after. Everything is good the way it is. You don't have to change anything. Atos said something has to give. You got to change something over here. There's nothing has to give. You have a mind to be yotzei the tkiyas before Musaf, and you still yotzei tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas, and you leave it the way it is, the minig b'shtei. How can it be everything altogether? So he says, Sadot Tzvei Dinim. He says, there are two halachas of tkiyas shofar. The one din of tkiyas shofar is independent of the brachas. You got to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, unrelated to Malchus Chana Shofar. Then he says, there's another din, and of that din of tkiyas shofar that's independent of davening, that's what Rabbi Bo says. He's not sure which is the correct form of tkiyas shofar. Should it be tashrat? Should it be tashat? Should it be tarat? So therefore he made a takan, he should do all three possibilities. But the tkiyas, the second din is that you have tkiyas of Seder HaBrachos. That's not a Rosh Hashanah din that we do on every time of Sibur. When the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, whenever there's a time of Sibur, there's an epidemic, there's a drought, whatever, there's a war. For whatever reason, the Bezdin Eretz Yisrael should be going to Tainus, and everybody's fasting. So the Mishnah in Tainus says that when the Chazan, the second paragraph in Tainus, when the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, he says 24 brachas. The Tzibur only says 18 brachas. The Chazan adds on an additional 6 brachas, and at the conclusion of each of the additional 6 brachas, they blow Chatzaitzis. What's the idea behind blowing chatzaitzos at the conclusion of six additional brachas? That enhances, strengthens the tefillah, makes it into a stronger tefillah. Ramban says it's exactly the same over here on Rosh Hashanah. We have these special three brachas, Malchus, Mayim, Shofars, and we enhance the bakosha, the concluding paragraph of each one of these is a bakosha. Malchus, Mayim, Shofars, we review the Ikori Huamuna. These three Ikori Huamuna, we believe in the existence of God, and He's the Melech, and Kabbalah's the Malchus Shamayim, consists of three parts. The Rambam says in Hilchos Kriyashma, the Mishnah says in Brachas that the three parshas of Shema are not really in the order that they appear in Chumash, because Vayomer appears in Chumash Bamidbar. So how come Shema, Vayom, Shemaya are in the correct order? But Vayomer is the third Vayos, and in Chumash it precedes Shema. So the Mishnah gives you the explanation. Lama Kodma Parshas Shema, the parshas Vayom, Shemaya. Lama Kodma Vayom, Shemaya, the parshas Vayomer. So the Mishnah says, first you got to say Shema, that contains Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim. Then you say Vayoyim Shemaya contains the theme of Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. And then Vayoyimer is for the Zechel Yitzchias and Zechiris Yitzchias Mitzrayim. That's about six. It's only like Vayom and not Balaylo. So that goes, that's the logical order. So when the Rambam quotes that Mishnah in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, so he says, what are the component parts of Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim? So he says that basically there are three parts to Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim. The Malchus, what are the three parts? First part is Yehuda. We believe there's only one God that has full control over everything that's happening in the world, Hashem Echad. The second part is Ahavasa, you have to have Hashem Echad. The third part is Talmudot, that you have to learn Torah in order to understand Avakus. So these are the three parts of Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim. So that's the theme of Malchus and Rosh Hashanah. Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim, not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Moshel. The Moshel is one thing, but the Melech means that we are Mekabel Him as the Melech. The Kabbalah him is the Melech, so that's Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim has these three things. Yehudoi, Ahavasa, the Talmudoi. These are the three parts of Malchus. Then we review Zechronus. Zechronus means that God created the world and he still is in touch and he knows everything that's happening. And he intervenes sometimes and he rewards the righteous and he punishes the wicked. That is Chaviyodish, the Yediyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's happening. Other philosophers thought, yeah, God created the world, but he was Mesalik himself. He doesn't bother, he doesn't patchke with these silly little things, what the people are doing, what's happening in the world. So we don't accept that. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's happening, and he cares, and he guides history, and he guides world history, and he guides the development of the Torah. And he rewards the righteous, and he punishes the wicked. And Shofars is the theme of Nevuah and Gilui Shechinah. And we believe that it is possible to have communication between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Lasi Lava there will also be Gilui Shechinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Lasi Lava is going to be Gilui Shechinah. So the framework, the outline of these three brachas, Amachos and Shofars, is that each one of the brachas we make a statement of this Ikir and Emunah. We say what we believe in. The middle part of the bracha, we demonstrate that this is so based on the psukim from Tanakh. And the concluding part of each one of these brachas is we offer a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus, we say, okay, you promised us in the Torah that the day will come that you will be the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the nations of the world will accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. So we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should fulfill that promise. In Zechronus, we say, Zechem is the current of Lefanecho. Fulfill the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'nizkartem lefnei alakechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the Bnei Yisrael a special break. Yisav Shem panim eilecho. He's nesit panim to Bnei Yisrael more so than to Umas Oilam. It's a little unfair. Because we are the Yaman Yifcha, and he favors us for good reasons. Okay. And the Shofars, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should fulfill the promise that he made in the past. The Nevi'im told us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal himself in the future. There will be a Gilui Shechinah. So we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this should be fulfilled. So the Tkiyah Shofar, the Ramban writes in the Machamas on Rosh Hashanah, the Tkiyah is at the conclusion of these three special brachas on the Shemoneh Esrei are similar to the Tkiyah Sanatayin Sibur at the conclusion of the six additional brachas that are added on in the Chazaras Hashatz. The Chazan says a tefillah, the Kol Rom, of 24 brachas, consisting of the normal 18 brachas of the regular Shmoneh plus 6 more. And the Gemara says in brachas, they found a Mokrim in Tanakh for a tefillah that has 18 units. They found a Mokrim in Tanakh for a tefillah that has 24 units. You can't just make a tefillah as many units as you want. You have to have a Mokrim in Tanakh for such a tefillah. So there is such a mokum, that's what the Chazan says on the Tanisiba. So the Ramban says, what's the din on the Tanisiba? When they blow a tkiya, trua tkiya, what form trua do they have to blow? Does it have to be shvarim trua? Does it have to be shvarim? Or does it have to be trua? So he says, no discussion in the Gemara. Anyway, how come no discussion? Isn't that strange? So he says, he thinks the answer is, all three are accepted. Everything is perfectly okay. Because the purpose of those kiyas, after the six additional brachas and the Hazaras Hashatz on the Tanis Sibur, is not the same kavanas on Rosh Hashanah to declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam. They used to blow trumpets when they would coronate a new king. So Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMlocha, it's Yom HaKhtoras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's why we blow shofar, various kavanas we have. One of the kavanas that we have when we blow shofar is that it should enhance the tefillah. That the conclusion, the concluding paragraph in Malchus, the concluding paragraph in Zechronis, and the concluding paragraph in shofar is, has a bakosha, has a tefillah. Kabbash shofar god l'chevi seinu, Zechronis karen tabu l'fanecha, l'ocho kol ala kula b'chvedecha. So the tkiyas, following that paragraph, are for the purpose of enhancing that tefillah. The same as on the Tanis Sibur. So he says, that doesn't make a difference. That the Goyim are right. You can have Tashrat, you can have Tashat, you can have Tarat, everything goes. And you may as well use variety. Have the Tashrat after Malchus. On Rosh Hashanah, in addition to that aspect, he says there are Tzvei Dinim. On Rosh Hashanah, in addition to that aspect, which he thinks is only Midirabbanah, he doesn't agree with Rashi that Kiyas Al Seir HaBrachas is the Rais. He says the whole Matzah Lem Shoifis is only Midirabbanah. He's not Maskim with Rashi. So he says, that's only Midi Rabbanan, and that doesn't make a difference whether you're going to blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat, all three are acceptable. So may as well have a little variety. But in addition to that din, which he thinks is only Midi Rabbanan, there's a din of Chumash of Tiyo Shaitan Rosh Hashanah. That's not for the sake, he thinks, that's not for the sake of enhancing the brachas. The brachas are only Midi Rabbanan. There's an independent mitzvah of Tiyo Shaitan. So that independent mitzvah of Tiyo Shaitan Rosh Hashanah, he thinks, that's the Shaila Nigamara. Is it Shvarim? Is it Shua? Is it Shvarim Shua? So he says, that's why we take care of all of the logical possibilities after, before Musaf. Before we done Musaf. That's the key of the Miyusha. Now there's still room to blow Shofar. It's not like the Goyinim thought that once you blew the key is the Miyusha, so you gain nothing by blowing Aseir HaBrachas and it's only the Zecha B'Alma to what used to be. No! He says it's the same as on a Tainas Sibur. It's not halacha you have to blow the tkiyas deraisa in conjunction with the Malchus on the Shofar. It has nothing to do with it. That's halacha to enhance the bakosha, the concluding paragraph of each one of the three brachas of Malchus on the Shofar. It's the same as on a Tainas Sibur. And there everything is good. That's how the Ramban holds. That's why the Ramban is not happy. The Rif quotes the Tshuvas HaGoyim. This is the Goyim L'Shitasim. This is the Ramban L'Shitasim. The Rif quotes the Tshuvas HaGoyim. You say the bracha of the Shema Kol Shofar before you hear the tkiyas, the miyushav, and then you listen to the tkiyas in the middle of the Shema Nesra. Are you allowed to talk in between or not? Is it permissible to talk? So on yeshivas, the Gabbai always makes a big announcement. No one's allowed to talk until after the conclusion of all the tkiyas at the end of the Kaddish. That's already an exaggeration. Tkiyas after the Kaddish, that's just to be mashal in the Ne'er Kolos. Well, why are you not allowed to talk there? So the Goyim, the Rif quotes the Tshuvas HaGoyim, they came up with this idea. You're not allowed to talk in between the Bracha, the Shema Kol Shofar, and the Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas, in the middle of the Chazaras HaShas. So Ramban is not happy about that. He says on a Tainas Tzibur, when they blow Chatzotzus, at the conclusion of the six additional brachas in the Chazaras HaShatz, no bracha is recited on Tkiyas Chatzosis. So he thinks that the mitzvah to blow shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz on Rosh Hashanah is similar to the mitzvah to blow Chatzosis in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz on Tanis Sibur. No bracha is needed for that either. You only need a bracha for the separate mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar that exists independently on Rosh Hashanah, a separate mitzvah, unrelated to the Malchus and HaShatz. This connection is only with the Rabbanon. This connection between the tkiyas and the tefillah is only with the Rabbanan, the Ramban thinks, not in a Torah. And that Indian of blowing Al Seder HaBrach doesn't require any brach. So he says he sees no need to be machmer not to talk. So when are you going to talk? You're going to talk a little of the rabbi's sermon. The rabbi doesn't give it. The rabbi gives the sermon before Tfilah. What are you going to talk? Middle of the Chazor is Hashem. Middle of Kaddish. You got to listen to the Chazor is Hashem. You got to say the piyut. You can't talk in Metzius. But he says he doesn't think that there's an issue of Hefsek. But the other Rishonim, the Gadim and the Rishonim, they held that there was a problem of Hefsek, especially according to Tesis. Tesis says, everybody has a mind not to be Yotzi, with the Tkiyas that they blow before Musa. Then the Ikat Tkiyas really is in the middle of the Chazor is Hashem. So we understand why the Gadim came up with such an einfall that you shouldn't be mafsi. You shouldn't talk in between with bracha. The key is in the middle of the Shmonesh. Our practice is that you always send the Baal Tekir to the hospital or to the old age home or to the Yoldos or whatever, that they should blow shofar later on for whoever wasn't able to come to shul. I but the Paltikeh was Yotze already, so how can it be blow shofar again? Mishnah says at the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, so the Baltikeh was Yotze already, he's not Mechuy Bedover. So the answer is, the Gemara says Yotze Moitze. And that daf, the bottom of Chav Tesem and Aleph, the end of the third parak, Gemara says, Acheru Shotze B'Kotten is not Mechuy Bedover. So an Isha, the Eved, are not Mechuy Bedover. That they cannot blow shofar to be motzi the rabbi midei chayvos. Zaklav mishen mechui bedover any motzi as a rabbi midei chayvos. But if the Baal Tekeh is a man who was already yotze, he was originally mechuyif in the tkiyas, and then he was yotze. So that's the halacha that yotze motzi. So this is the common practice that we rely on yotze motzi. It doesn't really say explicitly in the Gemara. Gemara tells the story that someone already said kiddush and someone came in late. And they didn't know how to say Kiddush, so he said Kiddush a second time, even though he didn't need it. Yotza Moitzi on Kiddush. Rashi on that Gemara, that's the last. That's the last Gemara on Chof Tes on the base. So Rashi says on that Gemara that it was on Yom Tov. Rashi says it was Kiddush on Yom Tov. He says in Kadesh Yisrael Bahazmanim. How does Rashi know that it was on Yom Tov? Because the story is in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. They do it on Shabbos. Doesn't say whether it was Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the Shagas Aryeh, he has a whole essay on this in his Sefer Shagas Aryeh. He says that he knows what Rashi is driving at. Rashi obviously means to say that whereas Kiddush on Shabbos is deraisa, Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. That's a suggestion in the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam writes otherwise. The Rambam writes that Kiddush on Yom Tov is deraisa also. Kiddush on Shabbos deraisa is a gemar brachas davkof. Kiddush on Yom Tov is not explicit. So that's a machlekes. The Rambam says Kiddush on Yom Tov is also deraisa, just like on Shabbos. The Magen Mishnah says that there are those who disagree with the Rambam and think that Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. So the Shagas Aryeh says it's obvious that Rashi agrees with that opinion in the Magen Mishnah. Kiddush on Shabbos is deraisa, Kiddush on Yom Tov is Rabbanon. And this shtickle chetel that Yotza might say, even though I was already Yotza, I'm still called Mechuy B'davar Chos. Don't you tell everyone who's ever there? This is really a pshetel. It only works for the Rabbanon. It'll never work on the level of the Rais. So he says, and that's the Kavona behind the Rashi and Brochus Daf Memches. There's a Rashi that Tysis is upset, and Tysis has a whole list of Kashis. So he says, this is the answer to Rashi. Rashi and the Gemara seems to say there in Brochus Daf Memches that I cannot recite Birchas HaMazon on your behalf. If you ate Kedei Svi and I did not, you don't say Kol Yisrael HaRegim Zebiz, I should be able to be Motzi you. Why not? So Taisa says, why not? They don't understand Rashi. So he says, I'll tell you why, because Birchas HaMazon is a Din Deraisa. Yotze Motzi is based on the assumption that Kol Yisrael HaRegim Zebiz is still considered Mechuy B'Dovar. That's what Rashi says, Kol Yisrael HaRegim Zebiz. So he says, that's a pshetl that only works for Din Derabah. On a real Din Deraisa, it would never work. So according to the Shagas Aryeh, you can't have the setup that we do on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We do it all the time. Someone is Yotze in Shul, then he goes and he blows shofar for other people afterwards. So the Shagas Aryeh says that it'll only work on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, never work on the first day. Well, we haven't, needless to say, we have not accepted the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh. We do it on the first day of Rosh Hashanah as well. It's brach on the matzah. The bracha, the eating of the matzah, you've got to eat your own matzah. But if you don't know how to say a bracha on the matzah, so I can say the bracha on your behalf, even though I already said my own bracha. Right. the bracha and the matzah and the hamotzi, these are all the rabbanim. But on the thing that's really their raisa, the Shabbatar claims that that's Rashi's opinion, that you don't say yotzei matzah. You don't follow that. Okay. See you, Rachsima Toivo.
See you, Rachsima Toivo. Nate, very quickly, Yishkoch, the Sifrei and Bahalosta that says, Uyam Simchaschem, Zeu Shabbos, is that just saying that you're happy on Shabbos, but that Sifrei does not mean to disagree with the cloud that there's no chi of Simcha on Shabbos?
That's Akasha. A lot of Akrenim work on Akasha. Does there heaven as a whole
there now.